a ham sandwich, let alone Barry Bonds.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Another day of fierce fighting in southern Lebanon. We're live this morning in Tel Aviv with CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine.
Six Israeli soldiers killed in 2 days. Israel claims even more Hezbollah fighters have died. And now Israel is warning Lebanese civilians to get out. Another indication of a possible sizable ground invasion. The army today plans to call about 5,000 reservists to active duty. Sky News reporter Stuart Ramsey sees high above swarms of Israeli bombers.
It seems to be that there is some sort of tactical move by the Israelis, and they're trying to stop people going to the front.
Hezbollah rockets just struck Haifa here in Israel. CBS's Laura Logan saw some of the wounded.
Oh, my God. There are definitely casualties. I'm standing at the scene of this rocket strike. There is somebody lying on the ground in front of me there. There's blood all over the floor.
Live in Israel, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Well, the sweep of the Israeli airstrikes has left frightened Lebanese on the ground, not knowing where to turn for safety. Sky News correspondent David Bowden in southern Lebanon says there's chaos on the highways.
Lots of people now turning round and almost shuttling between the north and the south, not knowing what to do for the best. If they stay in one place, they get bombed. They try to move to what they see as relative safety, then they get bombed on the way up.
Well, thousands of foreigners, including many Americans, are fleeing the country. Some are being airlifted by Marine helicopter. Corporal Carlos Chavesta says they're going to up the number of Americans who want to get out.
The evacuation's going quite well. Right now we're shooting to process at least 2,000 to 4,000 people per day.
CBS News correspondent Sabina Castelfranco flew into Beirut aboard one of the choppers and encountered crowds of weary people anxious to get to safety.
Many of them here are very, very tired indeed. They've been waiting for days to try and get home. There's a feeling of concern for the families that they're leaving behind.
On the diplomatic front, there are growing calls for an immediate ceasefire. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says both sides need to restrain themselves.
While Hezbollah's actions are deplorable, and as I've said, Israel has a right to defend itself, the excessive use of force is to be condemned.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The Bush administration continues to resist calls to push for an immediate ceasefire. It believes Hezbollah could not be trusted. Officials say the group is hiding weapons and equipment in civilian areas, holding southern Lebanon hostage.
Despite the bloodshed and terror, life manages to go on. In northern Israel this week, the fighting did not disrupt one couple's wedding plans. About 70 people packed a bomb shelter where the bride and groom said, I do.
It's not my dream before, but it's better for nothing.
She wore a strapless dress, he wore jeans. Well, St. Louis is dealing with a double whammy, tens of thousands without power, and the mercury is climbing.
It's hot. I mean, really hot.
A strong storm roared through Wednesday, causing widespread outages. Now authorities are going door to door.
Fire department, anybody home?
Looking for people who have no way to stay cool. City Health Director William Kincaid.
Without any air conditioning or any ability to move air inside of a building, a lot of those brick buildings are literally going to turn into a furnace.
Well, Tropical Storm Beryl has already come and gone, making landfall on Nantucket overnight with driving rains. Locals didn't get too excited. One says, to us, it's just a big old nor'easter. Their wedding in Massachusetts made headline news 2 years ago. Now, so is their split. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Well, Nick, it was all good back in May of 2004.
I pronounce you legally married spouses.
Now, Julie and Hillary Goodridge, who sued to make same-sex marriage legal in Massachusetts, are living apart. It's not clear if the couple is planning to divorce. While they may be important symbols of same-sex marriage for some, a friend of the women says they're just real people, not immune from life's ups and downs. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, so far, pretty good to drive across these highways. We're just now starting to see a little heavier traffic southbound I-25 around 84th Avenue and getting across the downtown area. But you aren't going to have any unusual surprises across these highways. Speeds remain up on the high end for the most part. Low clouds around town. Certainly some ground-level fog in the low-lying areas. We're seeing that southbound I-25 south of the Castle Rock area especially. So take your time as you travel along the south end of town. And dealing with a high-rise fire in the downtown area at 15th and Champ. A lot of police and fire activity on scene. Watch for immediate lane closures in the area. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler.
Sir. what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
In the Middle East, and the beginnings and birth of a new kind of order in the Middle East.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought, change the air you breathe. An Auric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
The Osgood File, July 21st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. High today, 86, and partly sunny with some thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here. It's Friday. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I love that quote from Charles Osgood on the Osgood Report from that State Department official, that the old order in the Middle East is fading away and that a new one is taking its place. That's the administration's propaganda line, that a new order, actually what's going on in the Middle East is total and complete chaos in which this administration can't control. And what we're going to end up getting is we're going to end up getting a Shiite crescent running all the way from Iran all the way through the Middle East. Just unbelievable how the administration sticks to these talking points. And then the talking points just turn out not to be true. And they're just not
right. I'm in the middle of reading The 1% Solution by Ron Suskind, a book about Iraq and about terrorism and the Bush administration. And if you haven't read this book, it's on the New York Times bestseller list. You should get it. Three books you should read this year are Hostile Takeover by David Sirota, the John W. Dean book about conservatives without morals, and this book by Suskind. All three of those. And it really opens your eyes to what's going on with this administration. Speaking of this administration, George W. Bush will be here today. He will be in town. We'll talk to one of the leaders of the protest in the next hour. And Diana DeGette will be out there leading the protest as well. And we'll see how many people show up. This is a high-priced, high-dollar luncheon deal for Rick O'Donnell, who is the Republican candidate in CD7. Now, I wonder about this, because if you're running for office in CD7, which is a hotly contested area, Beaupre barely won last time around, and you got a president who's low in the polls with the majority of the country dissatisfied with the administration. He just signed the stem cell research, the embryonic stem cell veto bill. He just vetoed it. He just signed the veto on that. So he hasn't got the greatest popularity in the world, and he's coming here, and he's going to stand side by side with the guy who's going to run in that district against either Ed Perlmutter, Herb Rubenstein, or Peggy Lamb. What do you think the constituents of that area are going to think when the pictures start showing up of O'Donnell with George W. Bush? And I also wonder how much money he can raise. I wonder what his fundraising prowess is when he's so low in the polls, because right now, basically, all he's got is his base. He doesn't have very much of anything else. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and how that happens. I got this statement from Raleigh Heath and Bill Theobald, and I want to read it to you. Yesterday on the J. Marvin radio program, Peggy Lamb denied endorsing Republican Bill Owens and Jane Norton, and instead claiming that she supported our campaign in 2002, our gubernatorial election in Colorado. We beg to differ with Peggy's version of a record. Peggy Lamb's claim that she supported the Heath-Theobald ticket is completely contrary to her actions in the 2002 election. We actually sought Peggy's support and her endorsement, but she did not give it. Instead, her name appeared on two press releases by Owens' campaign announcing the formation of Democrats for Owens. When Peggy was interviewed by a respected political reporter who received the release, she acknowledged her support for Bill Owens and even complimented him for his administration's work on higher education, while two Democrats, Carl Miller and Franna Mace, asked that their names be removed from the Democrats for Owens press release. Peggy chose not to do so. The Owens campaign went on to issue a second release, also used the list to raise money for Bill Owens' reelection. We do not begrudge Peggy Lamb her option to support Republican Bill Owens, Jane Norton, and Secretary of State Donita Davidson in the 2002 election. That was her right, and she exercised it accordingly. But we do believe that there is something to be said for standing up to support your fellow Democrats in tough elections, and something to be said for keeping faith with the values and ideals of the party that you seek to lead in higher office. In the race for Colorado's 7th District, we support Ed Perlmutter and urge our fellow Democrats to do the same. Ed has fought for Democratic majority in the state legislature, has proven to be an effective and experienced leader in Colorado. Most important of all, Ed has been honest about his record, and honest is a critical aspect of integrity and character. We need honesty in Congress. We need people like Ed Perlmutter. So I thought I would read that. And, of course, I support Peggy Lamb, but I wanted to be fair and to read that. I've also got this incredible cut from Rush Limbaugh, which I want to play. Boy, how to introduce this? Do you want to play the full thing, or do you want to play let's play the full thing. We're going to play the full thing here. You know, as a talk show host, I don't have all the right answers. And people expect that, you know, you're supposed to have, like, all the right answers, and I don't have them all. And I think anybody who gets on the radio and pretends that they do is lying. They're faking it. And certainly, I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to make stuff up about subjects and about things. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. And I'm not going to twist statistics and you know, knowingly and try to make a false case. And I'm just absolutely amazed at the people that do this. And Rush Limbaugh does this. And the people who listen to him, I really wonder if they don't know that he's lying. Now, listen to this about stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, and tell me that the guy is not lying. I mean, he's lying. And he does it in front of, like, you know, what, 6 million people a day? And Media Matters catches it and calls him on it, but, I mean, I'm just amazed at it. I'm amazed. I mean, how much money do you need to have in life that would put you in a situation where you would get on the radio and you would lie to somebody about something? So I guess that big, gigantic house he has in Palm Beach and all the cigar smoking and all the Viagra and OxyContin he needs and all the other stuff, I guess it's worth getting on the air and distorting the issue. Listen to this.
Myself, I personally hope Bush enjoys this, and I hope he makes the veto more of a habit with some of the asinine legislation that comes to his desk. Now, the controversy is not over. This stem cell research business and using embryonic stem cells, there is so much demagoguery about this. There is no evidence of any of these claims, and the claims are that embryonic stem cells will cure everything. Parkinson's, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, even protect you from carrots. But we're not even years within human clinical trials on this. This is all nothing but speculation. I'm telling you, and I have from the get-go, who is behind this is the militant pro-abortion crowd, because you need abortions to get these. There are plenty of other stem cells that the research is being done on, the umbilical cord stem cells, adult stem cells. Karl Rove got in trouble the other day for telling the truth. When White House political advisor Karl Rove signaled last week that President Bush planned to veto the stem cell bill, the reasons he gave went beyond the president's moral qualms with research on human embryos. In fact, Rove waded into deeply contentious scientific territory, telling the Denver Post's editorial board that researchers have found far more promise from adult stem cells than from embryonic stem cells. Rove's negative appraisal of embryonic stem cell research, echoed by many opponents of funding for such research, is inaccurate, according to most stem cell research scientists, including a dozen contacted for this story. The story is by Jeremy Manier, and Judith Graham. It's in the Chicago Tribune. There's a great piece at National Review Online today by Michael Fumento called Science's Stem Cell Scam. It should change its name to Pseudoscience. I'm not going to read his whole story. I got to take a break here anyway. But it's at National Review Online, and you should go read it. We'll link to it later at rushlimbaugh.com. Oh, by the way, did I mention we got the picture of the people lounging in the cruise ship? Okay,
all right. That's enough of that. But the part I wanted you to hear was his saying that we need to have abortions to get embryonic stem cells. Do we have that little part isolated? Play that little isolated part.
I'm telling you, and I have from the get-go, who is behind this is the militant pro-abortion crowd, because you need abortions to get these. There are plenty of other stem cells that the research is being done on, the umbilical cord stem cells, adult stem cells.
No, you get the stem cells through in vitro fertilization, and the donors, with their consent, give the stem cells. So there he is. I mean, he's sitting there lying about it. And I guess John Dean calls them, I guess the authoritarian submissives who listen to him are sitting there gobbling that up and going, well, that must be right. But it's not right. It's wrong. Why would you lie about that? And Karl Rove also had his information wrong. And then, of course, in the part that I didn't play you that goes on there, Rush goes on to challenge science and about we need to re-examine the term scientist because it's all mixed up into politics. Man, how these people twist and distort, and it's unbelievable. And, I, you know, what does it take to get on and do something like that? I have no clue. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right. Right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Claim yours before they're gone. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 86. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Kind of a cloudy, weird morning. It's like we're living by the beach or something in Southern California. It's weird looking out there. But it is going to get warm, 86, but not as hot as it has been. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I've got two open lines. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. If I don't hang up on her. Pat, there you go. You're on.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. You didn't hang up on me.
No, you know, I have, for the best part of a year and a half, have been complaining about this line, and I don't know why it is or what the story is, but it slips my mind to go to them and say, you know, we really need to replace the phone in the studio, and I keep forgetting to do it, and I have hung up on numerous people, or I can't get the phone on, and it sounds like hell over the radio, and one of these days, I'll remember to say something to somebody, and we'll get the phone switched out in here.
Cool. I just have one thing to say to you, and I, again, as we have in the past, I don't agree with you.
That's okay.
Peggy Lamb left me cold, totally cold. I listened yesterday. I was here, and then I was in the car. She didn't answer a question. She talked a lot. She didn't answer a question. I I'm not in that district. I won't have the opportunity to make a choice between the three, but she certainly would not be the choice if I, excuse me, if I were.
Who would you vote for?
Well, you know, I've met Herb Rubenstein, and I kind of liked him. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it wouldn't be her.
Well, yeah, right. We disagree. I mean, I really like her. I like what she has to say. I like her views. And Herb is a great guy, and so is Ed. And whoever ends up being the Democratic nominee, I'll definitely support him 100%, but and also probably financially. But right now, I just like Peggy.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, we don't agree. But I just wanted to tell you that. I kept waiting for her to say something with substance, and it didn't happen.
Well, see, I thought she said a lot with substance, so I guess it's in the eyes and the beholder, you know?
Or the ears.
Or the ears are in the beholder,
yeah.
Or the whatever.
Or
is
the beholder.
It, or the beholder. Where have you been lately, by the way?
I'm here. I listen to you every day. I just, my time schedule is really tight. So a lot of times I just figure you better be on time for work, Pat. Don't be late.
Well, you're one of my regulars, so, yeah. So if I don't hear from you every once in a while, I worry about you.
Oh, no. I listen to you every day. Every day.
All right. Got any takes on anything else? Anything else, Buck? Because there's always something bugging you.
Well, I mean, the stem cell thing makes me sick. It makes me sick. He makes me sick.
Yeah, me too.
The fact that he's showing his monkey face here is absolutely makes me sicker. And I actually have, and I've told you this before, 6 years. Almost, of bad news. Every night I come home and I say to my husband, this is really ridiculous. There is no good news.
No, there really is. Well, you know, it's 6 years of incompetence. It's a 6 years of terrible, terrible. I mean, but, and you read these books, like the 1% solution in there, they're talking about this guy. Remember they captured this alleged Al-Qaeda operative, Abu Zeta or whatever his name was. And Bush got on television and claimed that he was this high Al-Qaeda operative that they had nailed, and he was, you know, grinning from ear to ear, you know, and going crazy. Well, it turns out, according to Suscott in this book, that this guy was like a travel agent for Al-Qaeda, that he had had these serious head injuries and had a multiple split personality, and while, because they had gotten a hold of his diary in a raid in Pakistan, and while Bush was, and Cheney were running around the United States talking about this operative that they had captured, this Zubeda guy, the people in the CIA were shaking their heads because the guy was a schizophrenic. And was out of the loop and didn't know anything about what was going on other than trying to logistically move people from place to place.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, you read this stuff and you just shake your head.
You shake your head.
And you just think to yourself, and these guys, and that's, it goes back to that whole thing with the Limbaugh thing. I mean, what is it about? You know what? You know what? We can, you know what? Everybody is wrong. Not everybody is right. Well, see, now you got me wound up, Pat. Now, everybody is wrong. Not everybody is right. We mispronounce words. We forget names. We misquote statistics. But the difference is, I don't think we do it on purpose,
no.
And we don't lie. And these people continue to keep lying. Why? You know, don't they know that there are people out there like you, me, and others who are going to hear this and catch it? Or, eventually, through somebody writing about it, they're going to be found out.
They don't care. You got to remember, they don't care. And in fact, I think it was Dottie that called in yesterday morning, and she disagreed with you about, oh, what the heck was it? It was about medicine.
Yeah.
That they don't want cures. And in fact, while I'm thinking about that, I will tell you something kind of interesting that ties in with her theory, which had to do with the money. My dad, who has passed away, was a fundraiser for a living. And he worked for Johns Hopkins Hospital. He worked for University of Miami Medical Institutions Hospital and their medical school. And years and years ago, when I was a whole lot younger than I am now, we had a conversation about cancer. And I remember saying to him, I just don't understand, with all the money that pours into that specific research, why they cannot come up with a cure. And my father looked at me and said, they know what's causing it, and they know a great deal about how to cure it. And I said, well, then why exactly isn't this happening? Because the money will dry up. And he pointed me in the direction of the March of Dimes. And he said, way back, Jay, way, way back, that had to do with polio. I mean, I remember that.
Yeah, and polio's nearly non-existent
exactly.
now.
Exactly. But that was what that money was for. And then we had Dr. Salk, and we had, I don't remember, Dr. Sabin, and bingo. Nobody contributed anymore. So they had to change it, and they had to get into other areas for children that that money could go to. And my dad actually told me, he said doctors had told him that. So that's, to me, it's disgusting, but I believe it.
Well, I think in this country we're definitely under siege by, particularly in Congress, by two very dangerous branches. One, the military-industrial complex, mm-hmm. which Eisenhower warned against, and also the medical-industrial mm-hmm. complex, which is part of the, you know, the medical companies, the insurance companies, and they step in and block things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we know all this goes on, and it's a very, very, you know, it's very, very frustrating. But the thing is, though, we can take back this government if we try hard enough.
We can, and it is up to us. And I want to say one more thing to you, because I know you've got other things to do.
I got to go get the news.
Did you hear Randy by any chance this morning? She had Ben and Jerry on.
No.
And they have, see if you can find out about this. They've got a new flavor of ice cream, and it's called American Pie. And their whole point is to show how much of our budget, our national budget, goes.
Yeah. I've heard about it.
Okay, well, she talked to them this morning. Quite interesting. I'm going to look. I want to get on their website. I want to find out more about it. Half of our budget goes to defense.
We spend more on defense than any other discretionary thing.
We have, they quoted, and I may get this wrong, it's either 19,000 or 15,000 nuclear weapons. What the heck do we need that much for?
I think it's 19,000. And you know what? By the way, while you're putting stuff on your list, go see the film, or you can rent it now. It's out on DVD, Why We Fight.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, Pat.
Have a good one.
Good to hear your voice.
You too.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 631. Actually, it's coming up on 632 here with Jay Marvin and Mr. Aaron O'Neill. It's kind of a weird morning out this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, really bizarre.
Like we're in Newport Beach, California or something?
Right? Absolutely.
It looks like you want to smell seawater out there and the way it's all cloudy and the whole thing. And you're right, it did rain yesterday, and it's supposed to rain today. And we're only going to have a high today. I've got a high today of 86. What do you have?
I have 85.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to be right with a degree hotter.
You think, huh?
What about 70? How's the I-70 look this morning?
Beautiful. Beautiful if you're traveling I-70. In fact, both directions up to speed. It's been kind of a quiet morning so far. We're actually kind of busy now. South Bend I-25, Thornton Parkway down to 84th. Not quite backed up to 104th just yet. Very busy across downtown, but speed's still rolling up near the high end. We're starting to see eastbound Highway 36 a little sluggish from Federal getting down towards Pecos. But we don't have any unusual problems across the highways or on your drive. Be aware that off-ramp from South Bend I-25 to Evans reopens after being shut down for the last couple of years. So it's nice to see a little progress made here through that T-Rex project. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
On AM 760 in the morning, Progressive Talk.
And look for a high today of 86 with some partly sunny behavior out there and some thunderstorms. Right now it's cloudy and about 67. 636. 36 minutes past the hour. It's open phones here on a Friday, which it always is, at 303-713-7600. And I've got three open lines. A couple of quick things. For the first time, Ned Lamont leads Joseph Lieberman in the polling in Connecticut. That's one thing. And Bill Clinton's going to campaign for Lieberman on Monday. How do you feel about that? Any feelings about that? And what was the other thing I was going to tell you? Well, I got a bunch of stuff here to talk about, so we can get into it any time. But I wanted to bring that up about Lieberman. And I've got plenty of open lines here this morning, too. So I hope on Friday, you're not all of you are out there are asleep. Let's go to Tony in Thornton. Tony, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, two things. I was hoping and praying that they would have a veto override on the stem cell research. I have an uncle that has the beginnings of Alzheimer's. Yeah, I was very disappointed. He's my godfather, and just very disappointed at George Bush. I'm going to protest him today.
Diana DeGette will be leading that protest, too, and we'll have one of the organizers of that protest on at 7 o'clock here shortly.
Actually, she's going to be speaking at a church that's either across the street or close by, too, where he's doing the fundraiser. But, yeah, I may go and listen to her. But I want to say that the Citizens for Peace in Arvada that usually protest on 52nd and Wadsworth from 12 to 1 are going to hold a candidate forum for Congressional District 7.
Oh, great.
And Peggy Lamb and Ed Perlmutter are going to send spokespersons. Herb Rubenstein will be there. He's been there for a couple of days protesting with us. We're sending a representative to protest with us, which I think is very nice. Dave Chandler from the Green Party, who's also running, and I'm shocked that the newspapers haven't announced any of our many green candidates running this year, like Rick Van Wee for Secretary of State, and I think it's Joe Calhoun in Congressional District 2, and Tom Kelly in District 1, and there's a number of them running this year. But the candidate forum will be from 12:15 to about 1:30. And there's two questions we're going to be asking them. What's their perspective on the Mideast crisis and their exit strategy for Iraq? They'll have 10 minutes to respond, but most of it will be Q&A, I think. And we did ask Rick O'Donnell to come, but he did decline.
Well, that's interesting. You did ask him to come, and he said no.
Yes, we did ask him to come.
I wonder if this is a smart move in his campaign to have George W. Bush come in and campaign for him when this guy's got such low numbers coming off that stem cell veto, and in the situation he's in, whether Rick O'Donnell in that district wants to sit there and stand next to George W. Bush. And I'd be interested to hear from people who live in that district how they feel about O'Donnell cozying up to Bush. And I wonder how uncommitteds in that district in CD7 feel about that.
Well, I hope it boomerangs against him. I hope it's disastrous for him. I'd like to see a progressive or a liberal or someone that is concerned about what's happening in the Mideast and someone who has an exit strategy for Iraq.
Well, there's three good candidates running there, so you're bound to get somebody good out of this primary, and whoever it is, they will be heads over tails better than Rick O'Donnell.
Oh, I hope so. I really do. But I just also want to mention the other peace vigils that are occurring, if I may.
Sure.
We have Cherry Creek Peace Vigil, which is from 1 to 2. And we have the West 92nd and Sheridan, which is from 11 to 12. And the Cherry Creek Peace Vigil is on First and University.
Yeah, and it won't be that hot this weekend either.
That would be nice. It was very hot last Saturday, but we managed to have about 23 people out there protesting.
Oh,
and it did
cool.
grow. So it was a good turnout at 52nd and Wadsworth. And that, once again, is from 12 to 1, and we're going to have that candidate forum next Saturday from 12:15 to 1:30.
All right, man.
Hey, thank you so much, Jay.
Sure, you bet. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, now I got four open lines at 303-713-7600 on this Friday. And, you know, I got dinged pretty bad here about a year and a half ago on this station for bringing up people standing on the side of the road with signs asking for help. And I was questioning the legitimacy of them and about trying to channel them into legitimate programs and if some of them weren't just scamming. Check this out. If someone looks like they could use a meal, be warned, giving them a sandwich in Las Vegas Park could land you in jail. The Las Vegas City Council passed an ordinance on Wednesday that bans providing food or meals to the indigent for free or a nominal fee in parks. The measure is an attempt to stop the so-called mobile soup kitchens from operating in parks, where residents say they attract homeless and render the city's facilities unusable by families. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada called the ordinance blatantly unconstitutional, unenforceable, and the latest attempt by the city to hide and harass the homeless instead of constructively addressing their plight. Now, you know, even I wouldn't do something like that. You know what? I mean, even I wouldn't put somebody in jail for giving somebody a sandwich, or give them a fine, I guess, for giving somebody a sandwich. And once again, I'd like to ask how many of you stop and hand folks on the side of the road money? And it's not a conservative tendency on my part. I don't consider myself to be conservative, but I mistrust them because a lot of them look like they can work. Turk, do you give them money?
No, I do not. I don't have a whole lot to spare. I know you're giving me the look. I don't. I have three kids, man. I barely scrape by.
Well, I mean, I'm not a millionaire either.
No, I know, but things are really tight for me. I mean, I'm on a tight budget.
I mean, some days when I leave here in despair, I think to myself, you know what? I ought to just get a frickin' sign. I mean, has anybody ever played that game? Like, I could do that job. Like, every time Mary and I go to Las Vegas, speaking of Las Vegas on this thing, I always see this guy, you know, you go rent a car, right? The guy who drives, like, the Hertz bus or something. Or the Enterprise bus. From the airport back to where the car is. And, you know, you just think to yourself, man, you know, how stressful can that job be? How hard could that be, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth? But a lot of these guys standing out there, and I know some of them have substance abuse problems, and I know that, that we have a terrible, terrible, terrible record with the amount of people who are going into poverty under this administration. It's growing. And I know that there are people out there with difficulties. But I wonder sometimes about some of these people, if they can't really, like, hold a job, and that if they make a couple hundred bucks a day, that beats, like, going out and making $5.15 an hour. I don't know.
Jay, now that I think about it, there is one guy I do give money to. He's always on the corner there on Santa Fe and Mississippi, going southbound, and he's always real friendly, waving. Doesn't have a sign, but he waves to every car that drives by. I mean, every single car. And that's, you know, if I have a buck or some change in there, I'll hook him up. But that's about it. I try to keep my window rolled up and just cruise right past him.
So am I cynical?
No, I think a lot of people are like that.
Because, you know, I certainly give a lot of money to political causes. I mean, I'm not a lot. I mean, I'm not a millionaire player, but I mean, I... as I've said before, I mean, I take, you know, most of the people I advertise for here on the station, I get paid. Mary and I channel a certain amount of that money into those things. But I just wonder about that. And since I got spanked so verbally hard the last time I brought this up, I felt guilty about it now ever since. And when I drive by, I always debate on whether I ought to hand them a couple of bucks or whether it's some type of a scam. And I know I've had people call up here and say, well, I give them cans of fruit and stuff like that. And I wonder if that's what they're really interested in, even though they carry signs that say anything can help. But I don't think that you should, and then I think the ACLU is totally right here in Las Vegas or anywhere else in America. You should not be penalized for helping a fellow human being. I mean, receiving a fine is absolutely wrong, and harassing the homeless is absolutely wrong. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, 645, 15 away from 7. Quiet Friday morning here on the phones. Waiting to hear from you. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll get it on. The Middle East, Iraq, homelessness, Bush coming to town today. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is you want to talk about, you want to talk about the...
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
For an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Celebrate the grand opening of the new James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Stop in today to register for your chance to win a James Hardy Playhouse. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com for more information.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
He's breaking records.
It ain't just about winning a race. It's about surviving.
They're breaking hearts.
I kid you not, Brittany has a new boyfriend every week.
A&E revs up your summer with Driving Force, a new real-life series about America's fastest drag racing family. Three sisters with the need for speed, and one dad who's just trying to keep up.
I really wanted sons, and now they come home with boyfriends. You don't even want to get into that.
Driving Force, all new Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
Hey. I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:49. 49 minutes. past the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here, open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's get back on those phones, and we'll go to Gina in Lakewood. Gina, you're on Gina, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Gina.
Good morning. First of all, yes, you are cynical, but that, there's nothing wrong with that.
You sure?
Absolutely. I live downtown, and I do give to the homeless, but it just makes me feel better. I actually called about this, about Mr. Bush coming to town. I think it's somewhat telling, unless something's radically changed, isn't Cherry Hills Village in Tom Tancredo's district?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, so we're he's coming to Tancredo's district, but he's raising money for Mr. O'Donnell, who can't find somebody rich in his own district to have a fundraiser.
I thought he's going to the Cherry Creek Country Club.
Well, I heard that it was. You may be right.
Is it Cherry Creek Village is where he's going? Okay, the Cherry Creek Village.
That's what I heard, but I could be wrong.
Okay, Cherry Creek Village would be. I used to live over there on Franklin. It would all be the same area. Wouldn't that be? That would be Diana DeGette's district, would it not?
I thought because one of my bosses lives down there, and I thought that that was. You can be right. It could be DeGette's. It absolutely could. I know it's not Mr. O'Donnell.
No, it's not Mr. O'Donnell's district at all. No, why can't you know? That was the first thing. Mary and I, the first time we lived here 6-7 years ago, we used to live over there on Franklin. My first thought was, why aren't they holding the fundraiser somewhere in the district? Why are they holding it out of the district? And to make it even weirder, they're holding it in Diana DeGette's district. That's what it would be. Unless somebody can correct me, the Cherry Creek area is in Diana DeGette's district.
Well, see, I heard it was down there on South University.
It is on South University. It's at the Country Club there, and it's which would never let somebody like me in. And it's Diana DeGette's district, I believe.
Is it? See, I heard that it was down in Cherry Hills Village or Cherry.
No, that's Cherry Hills Village would be south of us.
Right.
I think. John, am I right, or is it to the south of us or is it behind us, where we are now?
Cherry Hills Village, it's all basically to the north of us.
To the north of us. Okay, it's to the north of us.
Okay, well, see, I don't know geographically where
So what he's doing basically is he's holding a fundraiser in a Democratic district.
Well, that at least makes is less. It had appeared to me as a direct slap in Tom Tancredo's wish.
To me, it would be a slap to the people of CD7 that they can't hold it, that he can't hold it in the district he's running in.
And that would be me. Well, praise my congressman. Yahoo.
Well, he's soon to be, you know, gone. But so that's the way Rick O'Donnell feels. Rick O'Donnell feels that he can't hold the fundraiser in your district.
Apparently.
Do you think his posing with pictures with Bush and getting money from Bush and having a fundraiser with George W. Bush, you think that'll help him in the district or hurt?
You know, it's hard for me to say because at this point you either think George Bush is a good guy and Jesus Christ himself could come down here, look you in the eye, and say he's a bad man, and you wouldn't believe it. That's just how it is. And so it's gonna help him, you know, money's money. It's gonna help him with the people that are Bushies, and the rest of us, it's not gonna make a lick of difference. We wouldn't vote for him anyway.
Do you think that district will go back in Democratic hands?
Oh God, I hope so. I'm working toward it, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you, Gina.
Yeah.
I hear you. By the way, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, I know where that is.
Part of the Bible Belt. Yeah,
I know where that is real well.
Yeah, I spent a long time, I spent the 80s in Chicago. As a matter of fact, going there tomorrow.
Oh, are you? Are you going to Chicago tomorrow?
I am. My son is 13, and he's never been to Chicago, so I'm going to take him to, you know, do the stuff.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it's going to be hotter than blazes, but oh well.
Oh well, but it's a great city, but not as great as Denver, but it's a great city.
It really is.
All right, Gina, take care and have a good trip.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We'll see you later. Let's go to Michelle in Aurora. Michelle, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
why is our president even doing this? We are in major conflict.
Fundraising money?
Yes. I mean, it makes no sense. And then he's going to Crawford to take another vacation.
Well,
I mean, does he care what's going on, or does he just want the whole world to blow up?
I think he cares about what's going on, but I don't think that he or anybody in his administration knows what to do about what's going on. They don't know what to do about the Israeli Hezbollah situation. They don't know what to do about Iran's influence. They don't know what to do about the North Koreans, because their 1% solution, or the idea that if anybody even holds a 1% threat against the United States, we need to go after them, and that rogue states should disarm, they can't enforce it. They can't make it happen because we've got 134,000 troops stuck in Iraq.
Exactly, but my point is you got to try something. If you can't be the diplomatic person, send somebody else who can. And I don't care if it's outside this administration, but what's going on is going to sooner or later affect us. And people can sit and idly watch this as it's going on and do nothing, or they can say something. I just don't understand it. It's major conflict, and it's going to backfire if we don't get control of it. If we don't start talking some kind of peace, it's going to backfire. And if he's such a religious man, then he should understand that certain people do think this is revelation coming to pass.
Well, maybe some of his supporters, maybe he feels that it is. Maybe he feels that this is the solution to the end times. I don't know. He's definitely taking a big-time gamble because, you know, the Israelis have a right to defend themselves, and no nation would sit there and would want, 12,000 rockets pointed at them. They want to do something about that. On the other hand, this administration, as I've said all along, should have been involved in diplomacy here for a long, long time. But, you know, they came in, they looked at what Clinton did, and they said, you know what? What Clinton did was wrong. What had been done in the past was wrong, that they were bending too much towards Arafat and the Arabs, and that we're going to bend the other way towards Israel, and you're seeing this now. And what's happening is our moderate allies in the Middle East, like the Saudis and the rest, you know, have got to be beside themselves, have got to be angry with us. And you're right. I mean, everybody's sitting around waiting for somebody to do something, for something to happen, and really no moves can be made without the United States, because we are the biggest, baddest boy on the block, and we're sitting here doing nothing. But his options are all tied up. I mean, he's run out of ideas about what to do because he can't do anything. He can't.
He's not doing anything about anything. I work in a corporate America. We don't get raises. We have health care where we're up in price on our health care. I mean, people are losing their jobs daily. We just had major layoffs for the last 3 months. He's not doing anything about anything.
I agree. He's stuck in some kind of malaise, and it's also just rank incompetence. Michelle, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
it. Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, open phones will continue, and we'll also talk to Claire Ryder, organizer and political activist, about the Bush protests. We'll do that right after 7 o'clock. Plus, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
Here, the port city Haifa struck by at least six missiles. CBS's Lara Logan sees the damage.
There are casualties here at the scene. The police are screaming at the emergency workers to get inside one of the buildings. People here, they are saying that there are people injured inside one of these buildings.
20 Israelis injured in Haifa. Farther north, David Bowden of Sky News and his driver had to flee heavy bombing by Israeli planes near Lebanon's port of Tyre.
This car was floored and we were on the winding mountain road as quickly as possible. It was like the races, people overtaking on both sides of us, just trying to get away from the bombs.
For a third day, there's ground fighting that's killed six Israeli soldiers and an unknown number of Shiite Muslim fighters and civilians, an indication of a large Israeli invasion to come, thousands of reservists being called to active army duty. And in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, Americans line up to be flown out by U.S. Marines helicopters.
Everyone's pushing and shoving, and people getting into fights and fainting. Everyone wants to get on.
I'm Dan Revive, live in Israel. Now with more CBS News, Frank Settapani.
It was 97 degrees yesterday in St. Louis, but it felt like 111.
It's hot. I mean, really hot. We couldn't stay in our room.
And while it may not be quite that hot today, CBS News meteorologist George Cullen doesn't see any real relief for at least the next 24 hours.
Relief will come over the weekend when we'll see lower humidity and the temperatures will fall back down and only stay in the low 80s. So that'll help the people that don't have any power still.
And that's tens of thousands of people still out after the big storm on Wednesday night. The term of the federal grand jury that was considering perjury and tax evasion charges against home run king Barry Bonds is up, and Bonds has not been indicted. But the U.S. attorney in San Francisco says he's not in the clear.
It seems very clear that government attorneys have no plans to end this investigation. A new grand jury will now take over. Barry Bonds' attorney says the investigation has turned into a persecution. He says the government is obsessed with Bonds. Bonds himself says the decision to at least for the moment not indict is temporary relief.
CBS's Steve Futterman in San Francisco. A simple act of kindness could be illegal in one big city. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, how's that possible?
The Las Vegas residents say there are so many homeless people in their parks, nobody wants to go anymore. So the city has made it illegal to feed them there. The lawmakers say the homeless should go to elsewhere for help, that there are government-funded agencies, but one mobile soup kitchen operator says the city's under-equipped to deal with it. The ACLU calls the ordinance unconstitutional and nonsensical. They say you can't tell who's poor or homeless without a financial statement.
One of the couples whose lawsuit led to legalized same-sex marriage in Massachusetts has separated. Friends say Julie and Hillary Goodrich haven't decided if they'll file for divorce. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about a point. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain, dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
This past summer, my husband got me to try golfing. And what do you know? I needed a pain reliever for my sore shoulders. Then I convinced him that we should get a dog. That's when I got a headache medicine, too. For different pains, I had different pain relievers. But now, I'm all Advil. Advil's my every pain reliever. Wherever I hurt, Advil works. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. President Bush will be in Denver today, but not for long. He'll fly in, raise thousands of dollars, and then fly out. President Bush to raise money for Rick O'Donnell, Republican candidate for the 7th Congressional District.
It's one of the most competitive congressional seats in the country, and so it's attracting a lot of attention from the grassroots all the way up to the White House.
The Colorado native is hoping to take the congressional seat being made vacant by Bob Beaupre, who's hoping to take the governor's office in November. An unusual visitor to Pioneer Elementary School in Parker yesterday morning.
A parent spotted what they believed was a mountain lion in the area of Pioneer Elementary School in Parker. They contacted Parker Police, and so Parker Police, in conjunction with the district safety and security office, went around and did an area check looking for the animal. We did not spot the animal.
Wei Wong with the Douglas County School District says after a search of the area, they believe the cat did go on its way. It's no longer a threat. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Shouldn't have any problems if you're just leaving the house, hitting the highway. So that's a better than average drive for certain. Southbound I-25, we are loaded up now from 104th getting down to 84th, and it is busy from 38th Avenue down to Spear. But overall, that I-25 corridor speeds remain up on the high side. We have yet to see slowdowns on our eastbound routes. Still looking good for I-70, 6th Avenue, C-470. Just a little sluggish eastbound Highway 36 right around Pecos. Southbound 225 starting to back up now from Yosemite down towards I-25. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler with some isolated after.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
And from there, we're going to go south. We're going to meet on the Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot on South End at Cherry Creek First and University. And then we're going to go south, and we will have parking in a church at 3095 South University, and we're going to line University Boulevard with as many people as we can and signs, and we have a large school bus that we've painted a sign on the side. It's basically a roving billboard, and we want as many people out there to let George Bush, and not just George Bush, because he won't look at us, but the people going to the luncheon, make them be aware of how we feel and what $1,000 or $4,000 could have done here in Denver. Or if you wanted to send some relief somewhere else in the world that is in critical need at the at this time.
All right. So what time optimally should people get out there?
Well, people can come as early as they like. We're going to start having people out there at about 10. They've asked people to arrive at the luncheon at 10:30 for security purposes. I actually called the O'Donnell campaign to ask them questions. So, and then we don't know how George will come in. There is a large sidewalk on University with a really big wall that separates the fancy homes from the street. I'm a real estate appraiser, and I happen to look up this house where this lunch is being held, and the statistics are rather staggering. 14,000 square feet, 10 fireplaces, 6 bedrooms. So
sounds like they did well. They did well under the Bush tax break.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they did very well under the tax break. The person whose house it is one of the richest men in the state of Colorado, and I find it a bit interesting that they're not even holding the luncheon in the district where the race is being held.
Yeah, I just brought that up. That why is Rick O'Donnell ashamed to have it in CD7?
Well, there probably isn't a 14,000 square foot house in CD7, but I don't understand why it isn't being held in that district. But I'm sure if somebody offers you a house for a fundraiser like that, and you have a guest like that to help you raise money, I really don't understand how Bush can even leave Washington, D.C. right now. We are on the verge of what could possibly be World War III, and he can just fly out to Denver and eat lunch. It's just amazing. He said when he vetoed the stem cell bill, he said that this bill would support the taking of innocent human life in the hope of finding medical benefits for others, and he doesn't seem to have any regard for human life that's been on the earth for many years or 3 years or
well, you've
8 years.
Well, you've got 100 Iraqis dying every single day in Iraq. You've got our troops dying. You've got,
it's
staggering. I mean, the amount of Iraq, I mean, the UN now reports that somewhere in the neighborhood of between 50 and 60,000 Iraqis have lost their lives since the beginning of the invasion.
Well, we think it's a lot higher than that.
Well, it probably is.
Well, the last time I was on the show, I was talking about our recruiting action, which, by the way, we got convicted of, and we are going to be sentenced in Jefferson County Court next Wednesday, the 26th at 8 a.m., and, you know, we could be possibly going to jail for this. And our main emphasis in our trial, which we didn't get to point out as much as we wanted to, is the staggering amount of civilian deaths. An Iraqi I know said to me a couple weeks ago, one way that we can tell the amount of death in a day is we count the bodies floating down the Tigris and Euphrates River.
There's 50 bodies a day showing up at the Iraqi morgue, the central city, Baghdad central city morgue. And attacks on the coalition, by the way, since this whole thing started between the Israelis and Hezbollah, is now up 40% attacks on American and Iraqi forces. All right, Claire, what time should people be there again?
Well, if you can get there at 10:30, again, that's University and Hamden. We're going to be going south on University. If we have enough people, we will line both sides of University going south. It's about five blocks from Hamden to the entrance of the Cherry Hills Country Club, and the entrance to the house is actually it's on Cherry Hills Drive, and it's just right at the Cherry Hills Country Club. And if we get enough people, we can line both sides of the street, and you know, we need to let people know that we're not forgetting what's going on. I think they're trying to put up a smoke screen, and Iraq isn't in the news at the moment, of course, because of what's going on with Israel and Lebanon, and then the stem cells is a nice diversion, too, but we can't forget what is the genocide that's occurring in this world.
All right. Claire, thank you very much.
Thank
Claire
you,
Reiner. You know, I'm going out of town, otherwise I'd be there, but
good. We'd love to have your voice out there.
I urge everybody to show up. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. All right, there's Claire Reiner. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning? Let's go to Bob, who's been hanging on in Denver. Bob, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm calling about the previous caller before Claire was on. You know, it's going to be pretty hard to have any kind of ceasefire or cessation of hostilities when the other party involved, it's in their charter to destroy their neighbor state, that is Israel. And it almost sounds like you would have preferred that George Bush lean towards Yasser Arafat. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what it sounds like you were saying. The opposite, that would have been the opposite of what you said that he did do, which was lean towards Israel.
No, and I've got a lot of email about this. My position on this is pretty clear, and I'll make it again, and I've always made it. I don't think we should be leaning towards either party. I think what we need to do is we need to have a real settlement of the situation there, which requires a two-state solution, and that this administration's theory that it can change the direction of the region by going in and overthrowing someone like Saddam Hussein was naive, in my opinion, and misguided, and is a wrong move, and that the road to peace runs through Jerusalem. It does not run through Baghdad, and that we need to sit down and work this out once and for all. And the longer that the fighting goes on, and the more innocent people that are killed, the harder it gets, because you're raising a whole group, a whole other generation of militants who are angry at Israel, and you have Israelis who are angry at Arabs, and it just doesn't solve anything. And it doesn't solve anything by sitting there and doing nothing. I mean, if Syria and Iran are behind what's happening with Hezbollah, then this government needs to put pressure on Syria and Iran, needs to at least talk to them or put some kind of pressure on them, or through other allies in the region, or put international pressure on them to get Hezbollah to back down. In the same respect, the Israelis have got to do the same. The same thing. I mean, they've got a legitimate argument about the 12,000 rockets. There's no question about that. But you can't just let things continue to spiral out of control.
But Jay, listen. It's obvious to anybody that containment, which is what the left wanted with Saddam, is not working with Kim Jong-il or Tehran. Tehran is hell-bent on getting a nuclear weapon, and Kim Jong-il is hell-bent on getting one, or apparently has them. And you would have had Saddam doing the same exact thing at the same time, so you would have had a triple threat.
But the difference between that is that Saddam had no program to acquire anything, that was false information on the part of the administration.
Let me finish, please.
That operates on Cheney's 1% solution, that if there is even a 1% chance that the answer is in the response, not in the evidence. That's number one. And number two, we can't do anything about Iran, and we can't do anything logically about North Korea because... Can I finish?
Yeah.
Because we're stuck with 135,000 troops in Iraq.
Well, you know, the thing is, what you're trying to get me to swallow here is that Saddam would not have pursued a nuclear weapon after sanctions were lifted. You're trying to tell me that...
I wasn't for lifting sanctions.
So we were going to keep sanctions on forever?
We're going to keep him in a box like we had him, where he was under control.
Kim Jong-il is in a box.
Kim Jong-il is not in a box. Show me the proof that Saddam Hussein was trying to acquire nuclear weapons, that
his
he had a program.
His intentions.
What? You can't read his intentions. You didn't talk to him. Show me proof. Show me concrete proof on the table that he was trying to acquire nuclear weapons. No, Bob. Come on, Bob. We're talking about human life here, Bob. Show it to us.
You know, he was the only one who wasn't going to, right?
Show me where the intentions were, Bob. The fact is that the intentions weren't there. And I'm going to tell you something else. Let me tell you something else. I want to qualify this for something else. Nobody remembers this, but I remember this. When Jimmy Carter was in Cuba at the beginning of the George Bush's administration, I believe it was Stephen Hadley came out and made a charge that the Cubans were trying to acquire nuclear capability. And Jimmy Carter went with Fidel to the plant that Hadley had supposedly named, and it turned out to be a milk plant. This administration got it wrong on Cuba. This administration got it wrong on Iraq. So I'm not so sure that I would trust this administration when it comes to its calculations about Iran or about North Korea, because they have a bad batting average.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are headed for World War III, like your previous caller did.
Give me some example of that we're headed for World War III.
I don't know why Newt can say it and everybody on the left gets all up in arms.
Because it's the same.
Because Carter says it's okay.
I don't think we're on the way to World War III, and I think I think it's the same fear mongering and the same. We have to have an enemy business that you guys have been engaged in now for the last 6 years, and it has proved futile. You have made a mess of things.
Tell that to an Israeli living in northern Israel.
Well, you know what? Tell it to an innocent Palestinian family that has lost a child.
Hey, have a good day, Jay.
Yeah, you too, pal. Thank you. All right, I appreciate the call. But once again, the batting average of this administration is bad. Three strikes and you're out. And I have no reason to trust this administration's ability to interpret, analyze, or come across with any kind of reasonable intelligence. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. And I...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Backed up now from Yosemite down towards I-25. No delays yet. Eastbound C-470 across Highlands Ranch or 6th Avenue in from Lakewood. Those stretches are rolling wide open. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler with some isolated afternoon thundershowers. Highs reaching right around 85. Right now we're at 66 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, ColoradansForLife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you. Or use a Marilyn muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift. But more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
The 2006 Denver UFO Interactive Conference, 7:30 p.m., Monday, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. Special guests, Monday, national best-selling author Lynn Marzulli of the Nephilim series. Tuesday, Stan Deo, work with an exclusive black project headed up by Dr. Edward Teller. And Wednesday, Karina Sables, an actual UFO abductee, sharing the horrific truth of her experiences. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Again, it's Monday, July 24th, 25th, 26th, located at Clements Community Center in Lakewood, Colorado. That's Clements Community Center in Lakewood, Colorado. Call for more information, 308-882-7773, 308-882-7773, or buy online at soldoutwarning.com.
The issues you care about.
A giant escalation in violence.
A lot of nervous people in the world.
In the Middle East.
Former CIA officer Valerie Plame. Lost her. The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topics you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you Progressive Talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Open phones underway with Jay Marvin. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. There's the Mideast, there's stem cell, there's Bush coming to town. There's a lot of stuff to talk about here. And there are those out there who believe that World War III is here. I personally don't believe that it's happening, but it fits into the paradigm. It fits into the whole thing I've been talking about the last couple of days about the need for fear and the need to get people stirred up. And oh my God, now we got to be scared that World War III is here. No, what may come out of this would be a Shiite crescent triangle, or a Shiite crescent rather, that would run all the way from Iran all the way into Lebanon because of this administration's bungling. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, listen, I hope I can get away with saying this on the radio, and if I can't, you can have John Church at me. But you know something? Republicans just blow. I mean, let's get right to the issue here. They want World War III.
Some of them do. Some of them do.
They
right
really do. They want to bomb Damascus. They want to nuke Tehran. They want control. And this control issue has a lot to do with a couple of different things. And one of the things that I have to go back to is this fear about what can happen in the end in the Bible. You know, a lot of that is all tied together. This religion thing is just all worked into that, and they're so fearful of this happening. You know, that they have to keep their contact of Christianity alive. They've got their head so far up Jesus Christ's butt. It's just they don't know what they're doing. They just. It's just massive.
Well, they're like John Dean says, they're submissive authoritarian followers, and they, you know, they believe this stuff. I mean, they believe that all this stuff is actually going to happen, and that the world is going to come to an end, and that Jesus is going to come.
Well, and you know, I got to tell you, my wife, she's a former Jehovah's Witness. She got out of it just because, you know, she couldn't do it anymore. She just couldn't do it anymore. She just had it with the religion end of it, and she didn't want to feel like a sheep, you know? She didn't want to feel like she was part of this flock and had to conform to everything that these people say and do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with religion. As long as your choice is to go to your own house of worship and keep your religion in your family and in your community and in your group of friends. But like we've been talking the last couple of days, if you step over the line and start to insist that it be everybody's, and particularly if you inject it into foreign policy of the government, and you start to get into that, and you inject it into science, and you inject it into domestic policy, then it goes way, 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 way too far. And that's what we've got with this administration. Plus, we've got an administration that is not truthful. We've got an administration that lies. We've got an administration that runs on a wrong idea, that if there is a 1% chance, the evidence doesn't matter. We're just going to go after them anyway. And as I pointed out to that last caller, most people don't remember the Cuban incident, but you go back to the Cuban incident, you take that, you take Iraq. I mean, you look at all of this stuff. Who knows how far away the Iranians are from having nuclear weapons, and who knows how far away North Korea is from having, a nuclear warhead on a missile. It's not like they're going to, hit San Francisco Harbor or Seattle tomorrow. And the only way to deal with it is you got to talk to them. And this administration doesn't want to do that. What this administration wants to do is force rogue nations to disarm under the might of the United States of America. But they've got a problem. They're stuck in Iraq. And you know what? Other than their plan, which is what I just outlined to you, they don't have another creative solution on how to fix these problems. That's why you don't see anything going on.
Well, that's true. And, you know, this whole bit with the stem cell thing, that they don't want their money or tax dollars or anything like that funding that. Well, you know something? I really don't want my tax dollars funding Israel, all right? Even though we gripe about Syria and Iran backing Hezbollah and Hamas, all right? What right do we say that they can't do that when we're standing right behind Israel, giving them our largest donations out of our own tax dollars to go in and do what they're doing in Lebanon right now?
Well, I'm sure that there's, you know, people on the Arab side of the question, the Arab side of the view, who would raise that point and who would raise that question. There are an awful lot of American Jews who support the state of Israel. I'm one of them. And it doesn't bother me that my tax dollars go to the Israelis. What does bother me is, you know, see, I mean, I'm torn. I see the Israelis' point, but to me, you know what, to me, it's up to this administration, it would be up to the United States and our allies, our major allies, the British, and the rest of the world to get in there and say, all right, look, you know what? 60 years of this, you know, going back to 48 is enough. Is enough. We have to stop this. The Palestinians deserve a state. Let's give them one. You know, let's try to broker something out here and get something going. But instead, what we're doing is we're allowing the situation to spiral out of control. It's just going to build more resistance, and in the end, it's not going to decimate Hezbollah. It's going to strengthen Hezbollah.
Well, and I think I'm a firm believer that Israel should pull back to the 1967 borders. If they did that, all right, and a Palestinian state was created, we wouldn't have a lot of this conflict that we have right now.
Most of it would go away.
And our hand right now, as Americans, should be to tell Israel, hey, you're getting our money. You follow the rules just as much as they have to follow the rules.
Yeah, I have nothing. You know, I have nothing wrong with that. I have nothing wrong with what you're saying. I have no problem with that, and at all. But this, as I said, this administration has a set course in its mind.
Agreed.
And the problem is that the course has gone out of control, and the administration doesn't have any kind of flexibility to try to fix anything, because they have this idea of rogue nations. You know, forcing them to disarm because they're scared of rogue nations giving terrorist nuclear bombs, and it goes on and on and on. And they have not, on the face of it, they have not been, you know what, they have not been in any way, shape, or form honest with the American people about anything having to do with this involvement in Iraq. Dave, take care, man.
You bet you, man. Tell John to sit up.
You got it. See ya. And that's true. This administration has not been truthful. And has lied on numerous occasions about what is going on in Iraq. And they continue to lie about it. And then on top of that, they've lied about what they've done in the United States of America as well. With this NSA wiretapping and all of these spy programs. And there's probably a lot more going on out there that you and I don't even know anything about. And Iraq has gone horribly, horribly, terribly, terribly wrong. I was talking to somebody yesterday. And they were lamenting about having 134,000 troops in Iraq, about 100 Iraqis dying every single day, about the UN report that up to 50 to 60,000 Iraqis have died since the beginning of the hostilities. And I said, you know, Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and Bush and Cheney and the rest of them, you know, they never thought this would ever happen. They never thought we would be in this position, and now we're stuck, and what the hell do we do? And that's one of the reasons why we can't saber rattle towards Iran. Because you know what? You know who the big winner is in the Middle East right now? The big winner in the Middle East right now is Iran. And Syria comes in second. And the United States comes in last. 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's talk to Aaron O'Neill and find out what's going on with progressive traffic and how things looking out there this morning on a Friday. It seems kind of quiet around here. Is it quiet out there?
Oh, it's awfully quiet. This is one of those mornings you can go ahead and hit that snooze button an extra time, leave the house a little later, because you're going to have no problems getting across these highways. The one slowdown we are catching is southbound I-25 from 104th down to 84th, and we are a little bit busy across downtown from I-70 through Spear, but still pretty good for both directions of I-25 through T-Rex. Just a little heavy on that northbound side from Hamden up through Yale. Southbound 225 backed up from Yosemite down to the Denver Tech Center Merchant. A lot of our eastbound routes are rolling wide open. Just a reminder, that southbound I-25 ramp to Evans reopened after being shut down for the last couple of years. T-Rex crews were working on that, but go ahead and use it. It's a sign of progress there. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler, some isolated afternoon thundershowers. Highs right around 85. We've warmed up to 68 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown, countdown, countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
So what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No,
What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic. Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
The Chevy model year-end event is here, but you better get moving. The last of the 06s are going fast. Claim yours before they're gone. See your local Chevy dealer today.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
In motion again for a Friday. 7:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Talking about the Middle East and also just talking about anything you want to talk about. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And the phones are slow this morning. I got three open lines. And traffic is slow. It must be people are at the height of vacation time now. Where I've got one more day off, and I'm going to take it on Monday. And then that's it for the rest of the year, for the rest of the summer, up until the wintertime. It's my last day off. So I'm not going to be here on Monday. Aaron Hart will be here. And then on Tuesday, the first hour of the show will be local. And then after that, I'm going to sit in for Jerry Springer, something we haven't done in a long, long time. Let's go to Rick in the Centennial. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Rick.
I really agree with you, Jay, about the, you know, we have to concentrate on the loss of life. And, you know, like you said, this stuff can go on and on, but I believe we have to talk. I believe, you know, when people, you know, bring up an issue and say, well, what would you do if somebody, you know, attacked you? Well, you know, first thing is it's wrong to characterize it that way, because if somebody attacks me, presumably because there's been some stuff going on before, that you have to talk to people. The government's got to sit down and talk to Syria and Iran, and we got to quit just thinking we can send young men to die. Our young men, and this is what grabs me about Israel, we're giving them a lot more than money. We're giving them blood, and I just you know, yesterday I guess the House of Representatives sent this big, you know, we support Israel.
Right.
I just don't even know where they come off with that, because to me, like I think you were saying, we got the United States. If we're going to be this big guy, you know, walking around the earth, you know, we got to be an honest broker, and we aren't perceived as an honest broker, and Bush doesn't want us to be perceived as honest. He just, you know, his big deal is, you know, just be, you know, puff out our chest and all the hubris and just, I don't know, just evil. I just don't know how to else to characterize it. So I guess one of them, lastly, I encourage everybody to go out and stand with Claire along University Boulevard, and let's get as many people out there as we can, because that's the only thing we can do. You know,
you can go to the polls and vote in November, but I think what, you know, with power comes maturity, wisdom, and responsibility, and we're just not showing very much.
We ain't, and and this is why, where are the American people, like, you know, when they, because like you said, the Republicans, and this is what I hate being characterized as a leftist or a liberal. I guess that's where I, you know, people might pigeonhole me, but I really think I'm just trying to be sensible, because I just look at this whole thing as we're one little earth. You know, we're the only place in, you know, we know of life and in the universe, and we're just at each other's
throat. Well, you know, look, when the caller said to me, about being a liberal and about being, you know, a leftist. And then the caller yesterday said to me about being a liberal and being a leftist. Have you ever seen a, you know, you teach a dog that you snap your fingers and the dog barks. And the dog thinks it's being effective. This is what they've been taught by listening to people like Rush Limbaugh and others, that they're supposed to use that as an invective, and it's supposed to cause a wound, and it's supposed to be a argument disqualifier that, oh, you're just a liberal. And you know what? We're not just liberals or progressives or on the left or whatever. Those things are all meaningless. What we're standing for is we're standing for common sense, and we're standing for the mainstream, and we're more in the mainstream than they are.
I believe we're real patriots, and I got to drop off now. But listen, I really appreciate your points of view, Jay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rick. We are. We're more mainstream than they are. 73% of the people favor stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, and this guy vetoed it yesterday. And his supporters were over there, you know, lying and distorting and lying and distorting. And as a matter of fact, do we have that cut? I'm going to play that again, because I'm going to play it throughout the morning. This is not the long one, the short one. Of Limbaugh, this is Limbaugh telling his listeners yesterday about the whole stem cell debate. And listen to him. He's on there, he's on KOA, okay, and he's lying. He's on there and he's lying about this as if, you know what, we don't know any better. And I guess there are some people out there who don't know any better, but it's like, what, you can't tell the truth? You just can't tell the truth? You got to lie? You got to distort? Check this out.
I'm telling you, and I have from the get-go, who is behind this is the militant pro-abortion crowd, because you need abortions to get these. There are plenty of other stem cells that the research is being done on, the umbilical cord stem cells, adult stem cells.
Now, you know you don't need abortions to get embryonic stem cells. In vitro fertilization, and then the donors willingly give them up. But he's on there and he's telling, you know, his 1 million affiliates and all the you know, people who listen to him, he's telling them that they need abortions for this kind of stuff. Now, that's scientifically not true. They're not in the mainstream. And they have allowed us to believe that we're not in the mainstream, and they have allowed us to believe that they're going to be affected by saying things to us like, well, you're just a liberal. So what? And I'll tell you something I've developed. I've developed big wax surface for this. Because I don't care what you call me. I defy labels, is how I look at it. I'm just in the mainstream, and I'm an American. And I want what's right for this country. And if you want to call me a progressive, or you want to call me a liberal, and you think that that's a dirty word, and you want to do that, that's fine. That's okay with me. It still doesn't change what is. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. I'm going to quote Richard Holbrook, who would have been our Secretary of State had Kerry won the election, talking about the Middle East. Yeah, if anybody thinks the Israelis are going to give up any territory, they're crazy. That was Richard Holbrook about 2 years ago. I think in August of 2004. All of this serves as a diversion for the Israelis, and the prize is the West Bank. They're not going to give up the West Bank.
Well, I don't totally believe that, and I don't totally believe Richard Holbrook, and I think that you can sit down on any given day with any given people in any given situation, and if you try hard enough, long enough, and if you work hard enough at it, you can work things out. But this administration believes that... this administration believes that diplomacy is like a water faucet, that you turn it on and off, and they don't have a great belief in the use of it. And diplomacy takes years and years and years and years and years and years and years to cultivate, particularly when you're staring down the barrels of a very tough situation. You have to spend a lot of time trying to work that stuff out. Now we have lost 6 years. 6 years of nothing.
That's right. Six years
of nothing. And now we're losing ground with the North Koreans, and we're losing ground with the Iranians because they're trying to pull the same stunt again. Because these people don't believe in diplomacy. Read the 1% solution by Ron Susskind. It's spelled out in there. He's got it down there. It's in numerous other books about this administration, that this cowboy tough talk is the way they look at things. And they believe that we are the most powerful entity on the earth, and that we do not need to bargain with anybody, and that people should do exactly as we tell them to do or face the consequences. That's exactly how they feel.
Well, and the Israelis are acting just like we are. They've had 6 years to prepare this incursion into southern Lebanon. And don't tell me that nobody can convince me that they had to destroy southern Lebanon in order to knock out the rockets.
But I don't think, you know, see, I don't think...
It shows you they're as stupid as our administration is.
No, that,
because
you know,
now they've turned the world against them.
But that doesn't, you know, to me, that's not what the... To me, the question lies in this. Where has the diplomacy been for the last 6 years?
Our diplomacy or theirs?
Ours.
Well, it's non-existent.
I mean it's up to us to be... As this last guy who called in just said, as Rick just called in just said, it's up to us to be an honest broker. We are the last standing superpower on the globe. It is up to us to do it, and we have not done it, and this is the result of what happens when you don't pay attention to business. And this administration doesn't... Look, this administration couldn't handle Katrina. This administration knew 9/11 was coming. They were told over and over again in Crawford, Texas, that it was coming. Bush's response to the CIA briefer was, well, you covered your ass. They knew that that was coming, and they did nothing about it and couldn't handle it because they believed that it came from the Clinton administration. Iraq, it's all the way down the line, man. I mean, what more proof do you want? I mean, the Israelis and what's going on there with the Israelis and Hezbollah is a side effect of what we've started in the Middle East.
Yeah, sure. We telegraphed to the Israelis, it's okay. You can invade another country and destroy it. It'll be fine because that's the way we operate. We've lost the moral high ground. Now the Israelis they're really stupid too. This is really the dumbest thing.
The other thing too is we've told Hezbollah, because they see the resistance in Iraq tying up America, they figure, why can't they do it to Israel?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it works. It works both ways. You know, I don't know how many of your callers know who Noam Chomsky is.
I know who Noam Chomsky is.
Yeah, he's got a website. It's just noamchomsky.com. I access it weekly, and he doesn't have a lot of new articles, but he's Jewish, happens to be Jewish, and he has savaged Israel for their genocide.
Well, because not everything they've done has been right, and killing innocent women and children and human rights violations are not cool.
At any rate,
right.
he gives a different perspective to it, and it's a little bit hard sometimes to grasp when you're subjected to all the propaganda that we get. But for anybody that wants to get the opposite viewpoint unvarnished, it's a great place to go.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it is. You know, he is a very wise man. As far as I'm concerned, the buck stops at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Thank you, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
7:47, 47 minutes past the hour.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Nevada getting all the way out towards Aurora. Southbound 225 backed up from Colfax now down to Mississippi, and stop and go approaching Yosemite down to I-25. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler, few isolated afternoon thundershowers, and highs around 85. We're at 68 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
And the president and Blair are having lunch with the other members of the G8. He was in front of a live mic and didn't know it.
What they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing it.
Oh, golly gosh. Just call them up and tell them to stop this. Stop it. Stop this. I want World War III, and this is just a bunch of. Mr. President, what about the swearing?
I thought you asked about the pig.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Celebrate the grand opening of the new James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Stop in today to register for your chance to win a James Hardy Playhouse. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com for more information.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only about this great new kit you've just come out with that you're actually giving away free?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
This will tell you how to sell it for top dollar.
Really?
There are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer. So to see how you can get top dollar, call Timeshares Only today.
Sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay. So get the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares absolutely free. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Top three reasons I'm getting a new ceiling fan. Number three, my room says modern. My ceiling says the previous owner. Number two, you can't hide an ugly ceiling fan. It's out there. And number one, staying cool just got a lot more affordable.
Right now, save 20% off select ceiling fans from brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Plus 20% off select lighting. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 26th in U.S. Home Depot stores only. See store for details.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And there's only one way to stop them.
With Barracuda Network's spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you on the line here. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
The Third World War thing was the issue that was brought up and has been being pushed lately in the news by the UN ambassador from Israel.
I've heard him say it, and I also heard Newt Gingrich say it last Sunday on Meet the Press.
Well, and what he said, but he did a better job than Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich just spit it out. He said that you're not going to have a World War II situation where you have armed armies lining up against each other and fighting, or allies fighting. But he says we're in a different world right now, and we have these insurgencies wherever they are, 9/11 in London, in Spain, in Indonesia, in Malaysia, all over the world. The Third World War is consistent with this type of fighting. It's not going to be an armed conflict,
well,
like we said in World War II.
That's kind of where the administration's thinking is at. The only trouble is with that is that in the London situation, those guys were homegrown. That's number one. And number two, if we were to be honest brokers in the Middle East and get this settled down, and were to be honest brokers, and not tilt towards either side, but go in there with the attitude that we're going to try to work the best deal we possibly can for both sides, with the caveat being that a Palestinian state needs to be created and recognized. A lot of this would settle down, and a lot of it would stop. The other thing is we have a bad habit, because of our being hooked on oil, of supporting less than democratic governments in the Middle East, which we label as so-called moderates, and they're very brutal. I mean, they're very brutal in how they treat their populace, and people resent that. And, you know, I mean, we have, you know, there's a CIA term called blowback, and it's the unintended consequences of your actions. And whether people in this country want to accept this or not, a lot of what's going on now is blowback for things we have done in the past, going back years and years and years and years and years. I mean, to the point when I was a child and you were a young man probably, and the places we have intervened and the things we have upset, and these people hold it against us. And until we start talking and until we start acting in an honest manner, this kind of stuff is going to continue to keep going on and on. But it's not World War III in the sense that the whole planet is going to go up in flames. There's going to be isolated incidents, and there's going to be things like Paris, and there's going to be things like London, and there's going to be things like Madrid, and hopefully we don't have one in the United States. But if you go look, you know, we do this classically. I was talking about this the other morning. Think about this for a second. We do this classically. We look at the effects of what's going on, but we never look at the root cause of why they're going on, so we never treat the root cause of anything. Like, in other words, we don't treat the root cause of illegal immigration. We don't treat the root cause of why all this is going on in the Middle East. And by going into Iraq, what we've done is we've just kicked the can over and stirred up a whole hornet's nest now that's buzzing out of control.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing is, if you see Tony Snow and then this guy Burns, who is the undersecretary with Rice, and they're sitting down and saying, oh, the biggest problem now in the Middle East is Iran and Syria.
Right.
And all this stuff that's going on and blah, blah, blah. And the more they make the case for this, all you have to say to yourself, and I could see Charlie Rose yesterday when he was interviewing Burns, holding his, biting his tongue from saying, well, if there's such a damn problem, why the hell are we in Iraq? If the biggest problem over there is Iran, then why the hell are we got all our forces and everything in Iran? I mean, it's just like every time they change the reason we're over in Iraq, you know, from democracy.
Because the reason we're there is because they thought they would go in with a light, lean army, that we would be greeted with hugs, kisses, candies, and flowers, and that then they could turn around, and then that they could point to Iraq, and they could say to the rest of the world, look what we did to Iraq. Now, if you're in Tehran, if you're in Pyongyang, either you do as we say, or the same thing's going to happen to you. And you know what? They didn't plan right, and now we're stuck in this quagmire. Bob, thank you for the call, man.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll continue here with open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with J. Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
(303-761-6400). When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Day 10 of the fighting in Lebanon. Israel starts calling up reserves and drops hints it may be ready to launch a ground offensive against Hezbollah guerrillas. Lebanese civilians who suffered the brunt of the casualties so far are pouring into Syria. CBS's Lee Cowan tells us the latest Israeli air raids have taken a heavy toll in the port city of Tyre.
Casualties there are already in the hundreds. Hospitals like the one we visited are overwhelmed and running short on supplies. Those who can't be saved are left in frozen trucks, waiting for family members, most of whom have already fled.
Marine Corporal Carlos Chavesta is helping Americans get out of Beirut.
The evacuation is going quite well. Right now we're shooting to process at least 2,000 to 4,000 people per day.
I'm Sabina Castelfranco on a landing craft unit offshore from Beirut Beach. One of the major concerns of these Americans who are going to safety is that they're leaving behind many families that aren't able to leave the country, and there's a big concern about their safety and what's going to happen to them.
In northern Israel, another Hezbollah rocket attack.
I'm Laura Logan in Haifa. It's quite chaotic here at the scene. People are running about. Emergency teams are running. There are a number of policemen. I can see 4 ambulances. There's debris scattered all over the place. Part of this rocket hit a tree, and so I'm walking through branches. The police are trying to keep us back from the scene.
The attack wounded about 20 Israelis. Here at home, St. Louis is in for another hot one, and City Health Director William Kincaid is worried about older people who live in apartments with no power to run fans and air conditioners.
Without any air conditioning or any ability to move air inside of a building, a lot of those brick buildings are literally going to turn into a furnace.
Tens of thousands of homes haven't had electricity since a storm blasted the city Wednesday night. Taking a cruise, CBS's Peter King is here with information you need to know before you go.
The sudden turn and tilt that sent passengers and crew flying off the Florida coast Tuesday is more common than you may think. The Orlando Sentinel reports there have been at least 6 similar incidents on 3 major lines during the past year.
All ships have a natural roll or list. It happens when they're underway.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Jennifer Johnson says the Crown Princess went much farther. She says cruise lines aren't required to report these incidents unless people are hurt. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
A new law in Las Vegas bans giving food to homeless people. The American Civil Liberties Union is going to challenge the law in court. Homeless advocate Gail Sacco says she'll just ignore it.
I know these people now. I love them. Yes, my brothers and my sisters here in town. I would never desert them.
The city says feeding the homeless discourages them from seeking professional help to turn their lives around. Sad news for Philadelphia cheesesteak lovers. Harry Olivieri, who came up with the idea along with his brother in 1933, has died. He was 90. Early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 29. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
Ahead of President Bush's visit to Denver today, a handful of Colorado military moms say they want to meet with the president.
This is what I would tell the president.
With tears in her eyes, Gay Lowe talks passionately about her son, his service, and what she would tell the president if given the chance.
I just want to say, how dare you send my child over there for your oil? How dare you destroy that country, those innocent people? You know, how dare you drop 500-pound bombs on bomb shelters with civilians and children?
Another mom, Ann Barton, whose son is in the Army, says she just wants answers.
My son was in Afghanistan. He didn't have a clue why they were there.
Exactly. And I hear you.
Colorado's chapter of Military Families Speak Out say they don't believe the president will meet with them, but they still hold on to hope. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a real easy drive this morning. It looks like a lot of our areas already getting back to normal, including northbound I-25. What little slowing we did see in between Hamden and Yale has certainly dissipated. We're back up on the high side for speeds. No delays for southbound I-25 through the T-Rex project. We're still kind of busy off the north end, though, approaching Thornton Parkway down to 84th Avenue and across downtown. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike still filled in from Federal to Pecos, but our drives along 6th Avenue and C-470 have cleared up nicely. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler. Isolated afternoon thundershowers with highs reaching right around 85. We're at 71 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in growth.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
All American Vogue. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Denver's voting system passed muster, at least according to public tests done yesterday. The positive results came as a welcome news for the Denver Election Commission. Several city officials have criticized the agency in the past weeks, and the auditor's office openly questioned the commission's ability to conduct the election. Thursday, as a test, was in preparation for the August 8th primary, when Denver voters will use the new machines at larger vote centers instead of small polling places. Four outside officials representing different political parties spent Thursday at the commission running a mock election tally, the equivalent of 544 voters' choices. The only discrepancy found proved to be a human error. I accidentally voted the same ballot twice, said Dan Willis, a Democratic volunteer. The final tally shows exactly what was voted. The volunteers selected five machines to test, including four of the newly purchased electronic machines, and voted on each of Denver's 34 different ballot styles on each one. The different styles are necessary because of the way the voting districts overlap in the city. The accurate result was the first official public test since the commission bought new direct recording electronic machines this year. It was also the first big test since the commission was chastised by a range of city officials for losing the voting records containing the personal data of 150,000 voters. It later found 87,000 of those records. We're very comfortable with the results, commission operations coordinator Matt Crane said yesterday. The successful test bodes well for Denver voters who will use the new system in August. Well, you, how do you feel about that? Do you feel your vote is secure here if you vote in the city of Denver? And Xcel Energy, already tainted by outages and sticker shock, ranks at the bottom of the heap in customer satisfaction among a dozen electric utilities in the region, according to a respected industry survey. The ratings by J.D. Powers and Associates released Thursday were based on telephone interviews conducted last spring. After Xcel's rolling blackouts in February, they don't take into account this week's scattered outages due to temperatures that reached triple digits. Nearly 15,000 electric customers lost power over the weekend, including the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, in the midst of the usually popular Body World show. Most of the museum's exhibits remained closed Monday, although the Body World's display wasn't damaged. All right, let's get back on the phones. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
Thanks. I wanted to comment about your candidates' roundtable the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was great. You had them all come in. And I would just like to say that I agree with Pat, who called earlier, that Peggy Lamb just, I think she just kind of falls short. And the main reason is that she said that if she was elected, she'd basically give Bush a free pass for the rest of his term, and whereas Ed Perlmutter said that he would want to investigate and or impeach. And I think just for the sake of posterity that if you allow everything to go, that Bush has done to go by the wayside, not hold him to account for it, then future presidents are going to say, aha, I can get away with anything. So it's not so much to get Bush, but it's to keep future presidents from getting out of control like he has. And Peggy Lamb sounds like she's kind of like Joe Lieberman in that, whatever, you know, just let Bush slide. And
well, I don't think she's like Joe Lieberman, but and I don't particularly agree with her on that point. About, I think he should be investigated, and I think there's a lot of things that this administration have done that we probably don't even know anything about that have yet to come to light. And one of the hopes that I have, that at least we can get the House of Representatives, is that we can start investigating some of the stuff that has gone on and restore the checks and balances that have been missing. But I just think she's the best person for the job. I really like to have what she has to say about health care. I really like what she has to say about Iraq. I really like what she has to say about education. So I like all of those things about her. And, you know, in anybody who runs, you're never going to get 100% of what you want, but 80% of something is better than nothing. And Ed Perlmutter, if he wins the, if he beats Peggy Lamb and Herb Rubenstein, and he is the Democratic nominee to run against Rick O'Donnell, I'll support him 100%. And Herb Rubenstein, who is a really a nice guy, I really like him a lot. And if he wins, I'll support him 100%. I just hope the Democrats in CD7 all show up to vote, and I hope they get out and do it. Because you know, we got a lot at stake here in November, and I think it speaks, you know, miles in currency that Rick O'Donnell, number one, is going to stand with somebody like George Bush, who has such a low popularity level. That's number one, and then number two, that, you know what, they don't even hold the doggone fundraiser in the district. What's up with that? That you don't hold it in the district?
that's just another one of the funny things about the Bush administration not being able to face the music. But
if the thing's going to take place in CD7, why would you hold the fundraiser in Diana DeGette's district?
Because they're afraid of the backlash of the people. They think that they'll be less likely to be protested there, but I will support whoever wins the primary. But I just think that of the three, Ed is going to be the one that's going to be most likely to try to hold the administration to account, and I think that's one of the most important issues. And I agree, liked a lot of what Peggy said on other things, but it's, you have to kind of pick what the important thing is, and the important thing is the future of our country, and the fact that if Clinton can be impeached over a relatively minor thing, and then they let Bush slide on everything that he's done, and we don't even need to go into the list of that, then what's the point of even having an impeachment process or even having any checks and balances at all? Sounds like she is just saying what she thinks people want to hear so she can get elected.
Well, I didn't get that opinion. And I think the other things that she talks about have a lot to do with the future of this country and have an integral part to do with the future of this country, because we've got problems in this country that are not being addressed, that are being ignored. And one of them is health care. And this is a growing crisis. And it's a crisis that
a lot of times is not sexy, doesn't get a lot of headlines, but people see it coming out of their paychecks all the time, and it's a system that is not, that it's, at some point it's not going to be sustainable in the long run. And Bush's idea about private investment accounts, health accounts, or whatever, is nothing but a payoff to his Wall Street buddies. We've got to come up with some kind of a system here in which we have coverage for everybody. And the idea that a country that this great and this big and this huge, and we've got kids without health insurance is, I mean, is nuts. I mean, it's obscene.
Well, like everything else, the Bush's health care plan is faith-based. You pray you don't get sick or injured.
Right. So, right. So I think what you're saying, is right about investigating this administration. I hope it's definitely done. Those decisions, though, won't be made by the Peggy Lambs or the Ed Perlmutters of the world. They'll be made by the Democratic leadership. They'll be made by Pelosi and others. But I think what she was talking about was equally as important. All three of them. You know, if I lived in CD7, I would be blessed. Let me say this. I support Peggy Lamb, and I've given her money. But you know what? If I lived in CD7, I would be blessed because all three candidates are outstanding. And it just goes to show that, once again, across this state, Democrats, we have the most impressive slate of candidates out there. We've got plenty of talent, and there's no reason why we can't win big in November if all of us do the right thing, which is to show up at the polls and vote and get our friends to vote and pick a campaign and get involved in it in one way or another. There's no reason why we can't do this. There is just no reason why we can't do this.
And we definitely need to use the whole stem cell thing as a issue because...
I agree.
Bush didn't even read the law. I mean, the law that they'd passed said that it was only going to use these blastocysts that were donated by the parents after they gotten pregnant or whatever, and if they weren't used, then they would be thrown away. So how is that regarding life in any way?
Well, I mean,
throw it in the trash is better than letting it live in some other form or whatever.
Well, that's that whole, you know, Limbaugh argument once again. Hey, man, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you calling up, and hope you'll call again.
You betcha. Have a great day.
All right. Oh, I was going to ask you, please play that Limbaugh cut again. Play that Limbaugh cut again. Just a little short one of where he's talking about how you have to have an abortion in order to get embryonic stem cells. I mean, this guy's such a liar.
I'm telling you, and I have from the get-go, who is behind this is the militant pro-abortion crowd, because you need abortions to get these. There are plenty of other stem cells that the research is being done on, the umbilical cord stem cells, adult stem cells.
And adult stem cells do not hold the promise that embryonic stem cells hold, no matter what Karl Rove says. And the Chicago Tribune contacted experts in the field who said that Rove was wrong and Limbaugh's wrong. You get those stem cells by in vitro fertilization, and then the donors give them voluntarily. It's not from abortions. And how this guy sits here and talks about this and gets away with it is beyond me, you know? I mean, it's beyond me. Rush Limbaugh, pillar of intellectual honesty. Right. Okay. Well, there's a couple of cavities in that intellectual honesty, you know what I'm saying? And one of the big cavities is the one in the...
Since I put Regency Bristol Windows in my home, I've saved thousands of dollars on my energy bills. They guarantee that you will save at least 47% on yours, too. For a limited time, the best window on the market is offered at an additional off-season discount. It's the best time ever to get the Regency Bristol Window on your home. Call 303-233-0833 now or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
We're speaking today with Kevin Clay, service manager of Land Rover Denver East. Kevin, why should someone buy a Land Rover?
Reliability and longevity. Did you know that 70% of all Land Rovers ever built are still running?
That's an amazing track record. So why should a Land Rover enthusiast buy a vehicle from Land Rover Denver East?
Land Rover Denver East was the first Land Rover dealer in Denver, and we're still here for a reason. We have the largest inventory, both new and used, available, and Land Rover Denver East customers consistently rate us highest in customer satisfaction, both before and after the sale, more than any other Land Rover dealer.
So, if you're interested in the most well-traveled vehicle in the world, call Kevin at 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or come in for a test drive and feel the difference. Land Rover Denver East at 2950 South Havana Street in Aurora.
1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
819, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, Jackson and Coco love Purina One. They've been on it since they've been puppies. Purina One is always looking for new ways to make pets healthy and happy. Look for a newly reformulated Purina One very, very soon. You said you wanted dog food with three things: real food ingredients, ingredients that you may look for in your diet, nutrition that you know is working because you see it in your healthy, energetic dog, and a taste the dogs love. Purina One worked with pet experts and pet nutritionists to reformulate their three total nutrition dog formulas. Now, these three formulas are so new, they may not even yet be on your store shelves. As always, they're made with real lamb, real beef, and real chicken as first ingredient, plus other real ingredients like rice and yogurt. Think of the nutritional benefits. Watch for the new Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas and see the difference for yourself. Could a pet food with real ingredients change your dog's health for the better? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge and see for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
The issues you care about.
A giant escalation in violence.
A lot of nervous people in the world.
In the Middle East.
Former CIA officer Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame lost her.
The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topic you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you Progressive Talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some Guess Who.
Lonely feeling.
You like this, Turk?
Deep inside.
Absolutely love it.
Top 40 burnout song.
Silent footsteps.
Overplayed.
Crowding me.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's open phones. High today, 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Canadian group. Burton Cummings and Guess Who. This is way overplayed. I mean, what? I think the Fox, like, plays this thing to death, don't they? Oh, come on, man. We need a little cream on this radio station is what we need. All right, enough's enough. All right, let's get back on the phones here. And let's go to Ann in Denver. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, I too want to give you some kudos for that roundtable you did the other morning. It was great.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to point up another hypocrisy about Mr. O'Donnell that I hope whomever is the successful Democratic candidate in CD7 will, you know, call out. I'd kind of like to know what Mr. O'Donnell's position was on referendum C and D. Because during the time of that we were voting on C&D, Mr. O'Donnell was the head of the Colorado Council of Higher Education. Now, I don't know if he still holds that governor-appointed position, but he was at the time. And in order to avoid the controversy, he seemed to be conspicuously absent during the entire debate over it.
Well, I think maybe I think somebody should ask him.
I do, too. I think that he was over in Europe on some sort of a fellowship or something or else, and he didn't want to, my feeling is he didn't want to come out one way or the other because he didn't want to alienate his hard right base. But at the same time, he's supposed to be representing the people of Colorado in terms of our state institutions, which are crying for funding. So I don't know how you wear both those hats. I don't know how you appease both those constituencies. But, you know, I think that someone needs to call him out on it and say, where do you stand on this?
Well, I'm sure one of the three who wins the Democratic primary, one of them will call him out on it and will bring it up. And, yeah, he owes us an answer as to he owes people in CD7, actually, an answer as to how he felt about referendum C&D.
Right. He certainly managed to catch a plane here when Vice President Cheney was in town so that he could stand next to him and rally for his candidacy. But then he got right back on the plane, as near as I can tell, and got out of Dodge. So
I just questioned him appearing with George W. Bush. I mean, I wonder if people in CD7 really are... really like that idea. I mean, you like a guy who is, if you appear with somebody, then you support them. Are George W. Bush's policies popular in CD7?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you certainly raise a good point about them not even holding the fundraiser in the district.
No, it's not in the district. I find that to be really weird. Why not have it in the district? There's got to be some place there where they could have it. But instead they have it in some rich GOP person's home, you know? Because that's what the GOP is all about. I mean, the GOP is all about elitist and holding the hands of the rich and taxing work and rewarding wealth. I mean, that's exactly what they're all about.
That's right. And I don't understand how you hold a position like head of the Colorado Council on Higher Education and not come out strongly for C&D, whose funding is going to be directed at the very institutions you supposedly represent.
I don't know. I think it's something that he needs to be asked. Dan, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Eric in Lakewood. Eric, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Eric.
Good, good. I just wanted to kind of respond to Kevin on the CD7 candidates. And by the way, thank you for that forum. It was really good.
Oh, well, thanks for being out there.
Hey, you bet. If he really wants a strong stance against Bush, I suggest he really take a look at Herb Rubenstein. In fact, on all the issues, I think that Herb has really come out stronger on everything. He's the only candidate that has written issues on Iraq and health care and the energy and education. And, I'd just like to invite Kevin to go to Herb's website, herbforcongress.com, or give him a call at 303-279-1878, and Herb will call him back or email him at Herb at herbforcongress.com.
Yeah, he does answer his email. That's very true.
Yeah, he really does. And if he wants to come out to the protest today, he'll have a chance to meet him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Is Herb going to be there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that sounds like Herb. I mean, I'm not supporting him, but I like him an awful lot. I mean, I think he's a great guy, and I consider him one of the good things that's happened this year, my meeting him, and then hopefully he's a guy that, regardless of whatever happens to CD7, hopefully he's a guy that'll stick around for a long, long time, and we'll have him involved for a long, long time.
Yeah, I sure hope so. He is a good guy. I've been working with him for about the past 9 months or so.
Yeah, he is. He's good people. And he's a smart man, too.
He really is. He's a very brilliant man. He's very personable, and and like I say, he's not afraid to take a stand and go for it.
But then again, as I said before, you know what? All three of them are good, and
Oh, yeah. It
shows once again that we have such enormous talent on our side, and that there just is no reason why we can't win that one back, and it's just no reason why we can't win them all. We can't sweep the state. I mean, we just got good people running every place.
Oh, we do. Angie and Bill Winter and Bill Fawcett. Oh, man, we've got just some really tremendously good people running. And, boy, I just hope people get out and vote and really, really get involved. it's just really difficult to get people involved, but I hope they do.
I don't know. I'm going to be running a shuttle service to the polling place myself, so I hope everybody else is too.
Hey, good for you, Jay. Really appreciate the work you're doing.
All right, Eric. Take care, man.
Hey, you too.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Ivan in Estes Park. Ivan, you're on AM 760.
Morning. I wish I could do this without getting butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, don't get butterflies in your stomach. What are you nervous about? It's easy.
Thank you. Glad to hear that. I heard the roundtable on the CD7 race, and I would appreciate you doing that. I've talked to Herb personally, and I really like the guy. And if I were in that district, I'd vote for him. I knew Udall's district, and I just wanted to mention that I went to the logic and accuracy testing that was done for Boulder County to qualify the primary election.
Mm-hmm.
Really disappointed in that. But I saw some of the sample ballots, and on both the Democratic and the Republican primary ballots, there was only one contested race, and that's for the county clerk and recorder. And those two candidates are as different as day and night, and there hasn't been much coverage of that. And I would like to see more discussion of it.
Wow, we don't even know who's running. Who's running, and what are their differences?
Yeah, the incumbent is Linda Salas. She's the one that had the problems in 2004, where the vote counting stretched on for days and days and days.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary Hall, who was previously the chair of the Boulder County Democrats. Who I really admire and support. I know both of them, and they're both really nice people, personable. But there's been some really bad decisions made in the county clerk's office, and some really serious mistakes. The one I mentioned about the vote counting was preventable. It's being discussed as if it were just one of those things that just happened. But it was some insight could have prevented all that. There was a problem of the fold ballots, where the fold was over the candidate's block where you fill it in, and that could have been anticipated.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty pretty interesting race. Is the Boulder camera covering it at all?
I haven't seen much coverage of it,
and
it's a really important race if you believe that how your vote matters in a democracy. But there's one big issue in particular that's really got under my craw, and that's that the incumbent has made a decision to not have a secret ballot, and the system that's set up there with this equipment, you can go back, or workers in the election can go back and figure out how you voted, and there are people that say, well, I don't really care how you know how I voted, but that's an important part of our democracy. It's the way. When you don't have a secret ballot, that allows vote buying and voter intimidation, all these other problems that we dealt with years and years ago that we thought would have been put behind us.
Yeah, there's a lot of areas that don't have secret ballots. There's a lot of places across the country that don't have it. I would rather have it secret than not have it, and I think that that's one of the questions that they ought to be brought up in the race. Don't you think?
I do, and it would have been it could have been done with this equipment, even though I'm a real critic of this equipment. It was not tested adequately. It's got the promise of all kinds of potential problems in the election. But there was a simple change that could have been made to make those where you tear off the serial number on the ballot. And the vendor was willing to do that. But just to save a little money, the county clerk decided against it. I think it's a serious...
That ought to be raised in the campaign. Ivan, thank you, man. Thank you for the information.
You bet.
All right, appreciate it. See, that was easy, wasn't it?
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, it's 8:32, coming up on 8:33, actually, here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's take a look at progressive traffic here this morning. And it's been very, very slow. And I guess we're just in the middle of the vacation season now. You figure that's what it is, Aaron?
I think that has a lot to do with it. Fridays generally are quieter across the highways. So it's really contributed to a nice drive around the city. In fact, a lot of our areas have loosened up what we did see for slowing, and it's getting much better. South and I-25 still touch slowing between Thornton Parkway and 84th, but we're loosening up on the drive across downtown. Yank that stall out of the way north and I-25 at Spear, so that's not hindering any lanes of traffic. And actually, that drive from the tech center into downtown is wide open now. Southbound 225 still a little backed up right around Mississippi, and again, Yosemite down to I-25. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler. A few isolated afternoon thundershowers. And highs right around 85. We're at 71 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got the fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure. At I-70 and Airport Boulevard, they've got the bikes, the clothes, the service, the rentals, and the deals. Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
8:34, it's 34 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good weekend to get out to Rockies and save some money with their matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500, and you put $1,500 down, they put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. And at Rockies, they've got over 500, the largest, cleanest, they've got 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, one of the largest selection of clean vehicles. And man, they've got just about everything you can think of. I mean, you think about it, they've got it. And you'll find some surprises out there as well. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. So whether you need a secondary vehicle or you need some for the family or you need some for yourself, you'll find it at Rockies Autos, and it's a good place to get the most bang for your auto buck. Over 100 people at Rockies dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Really good folks out there. People like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and Fred Labrato. They're all out there to help you, and they'll be out there today. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll take care of you, and things will be good. You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan after you've checked the inventory. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And see the inventory online, and also see their business philosophy. And look at their television commercials, and they're just there to make sure that you get the best deal you possibly can, and that you can walk away the happiest you possibly can be. Rockies Autos are good folks, and I've been talking about them on the radio since 1997, and have bought from them too since 1997. And Mary and I have just been thrilled with them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, little Stones. This is what we definitely need on Friday morning. Right here, turn it up.
Well, we all need someone we can lean on. And if you want it, well, you can lean on me.
Isn't that great? Still sounds good from the Let It Bleed album, the title cut. 8:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny skies and thunderstorms. It's open phones here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to my friend Jim Cullum, who's hanging on. Jim, how are you, Jim, and how's Molly doing?
Hey, Jay, she's doing great.
Now, we got to tell people that Molly Cullum, is running for the State House. And what district is that again?
House District 39.
House District 39. So if you're voting in House District 39, you got to vote for Molly, the Queen of Mollyoke. But she is really a smart, smart woman and a good person and would just be such an asset to this state. And, what, you've got Mollyoke coming up again?
We do. I wanted to be the first one to invite you, Jay, because I know you like it.
Yeah, we had a good time last time.
No, you better believe it. It's always a good time. We have one coming up a week from today, next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's at the VFW Hall downtown on South Broadway, right between Louisiana and Arkansas.
Okay. Well, somebody email me that information.
Oh, yeah. We can, we'll get that out to you today.
Okay, because I definitely am going to see Mary this weekend, and I'll definitely tell her that she's got to save Friday and keep it open because we definitely got to go to Mollyoke. We will definitely be there. Now, for those people who want to join us, where is it once again? Give me a location.
Yeah, we've moved downtown to Denver because, you know, Molly knows a lot of folks down there, and a lot of people are supportive of her race. So it's on South Broadway by the Gates Rubber Plant between Arkansas and Louisiana, the Veterans of Foreign War, number 2461. Beautiful old building.
Okay, what time does it start?
6 o'clock. It goes till 9, and usually they go later than that. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, man, I am not getting up and singing. There's no way.
Oh, I had that on the list. I was about
no,
to hit you for that.
There's no way. As long as I can just come and relax and watch everybody else, man, I'm in. And, I'll contribute to Molly's campaign, but I certainly don't want to have to get up there and do anything.
All right. We'll keep you in a safe seat. That's no problem at all.
All right. Well, you know what? You give my best to Molly, and how's the campaign going? How's it going?
It's going beautifully, Jay. Seriously, we have a tremendous amount of support out here. You know, Arapahoe County is just sort of poised to tip over. I mean, and that's the feeling out here very much. Molly's walking like crazy, talking to all kinds of voters. We've picked up support here from Republicans, uncommitted voters,
great.
And of course our Democrats. When folks get a chance to meet her, immediately she makes sense.
Yeah, she's the real thing.
Thank you. She really, really is. So we're having a ball. She's talked to over 1,000 voters, and she's taken meetings with real.
Oh, did we lose him? Jim! Oh, well, I guess we lost him. He's gone. Well, anyway, get out there to Mollyoke because it'll be a good time for all. It is. It's hysterical. I don't think Mary and I, and then Danny Newsom was out there, and I mean, man, we just laughed and laughed and laughed and really, 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 really had a good time. Let's go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a thought that I know that only an expert can answer. The problem in Iraq, among other things, is separating the people trying to infiltrate the police and the army from the actual loyal recruits. And I'm just wondering why it is that they can't just swear them in and make them promise to God that they will tell the truth and then ask them, since the people who are the problem are primarily devout Muslims, it would seem like they would have to tell the truth.
Why would they have to tell the truth? Devout Muslims, there are devout Muslims who lie, just like there are devout Christians who lie, just like there are devout Jews who lie, just like there's devout Baptists and Catholics who lie. So, I mean, why would there be any difference?
Well, it wouldn't necessarily work all the time, but the people that you're trying to... The people we're fighting aren't devout Muslims, and I don't...
Wait a minute. The people we're fighting are not devout Muslims? Well, they're
devout. They are.
They are devout. Well, they follow their strain of Islam. They follow their sect of Islam, just like you have different sects of Christianity, just like you have different sects of Judaism, just like you have different sects of Mormonism. They follow their version of it. But it's not as easy as you would think, because they're under no obligation to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's sad, but it's true.
Yeah, well, it would work with the Amish.
Yeah, but we're not fighting the Amish, and I'm sure there's some Amish who lie, too.
perhaps.
Well, of course.
There's some bad people in every group.
That's right. That's right. And so we happen to be dealing with some of those people are really bad. Some of those people are just people who want us out of the country. Some of those people are just outright mobsters and gangsters. There's a whole group of people operating in Iraq and in Baghdad that are fighting us. So you don't know who's who, and some of them are people who simply just want us out of their country. And you know what? If you had somebody occupying your country, you'd probably want the same thing.
Of course.
So there's your answer.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm not sure where that was supposed to go, but I did the best I could. 303-713-7600.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
People who care about our kids.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, there's a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at denvervolvodealers.com.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. Well, but that's what it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Celebrate the grand opening of the new James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Stop in today to register for your chance to win a James Hardy Playhouse. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com for more information.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, you're really on a Stevie Wonder thing here today, aren't you, Turk? This is the second Stevie Wonder song you play. That's not a criticism. It's just an observation on my part.
Well, you don't like Stevie Wonder?
I don't like this particular Stevie Wonder song. Once again, Top 40 Burnout at 8:48, 48 minutes past the hour. See, I can hit the post because I've heard it so many damn times. High today, 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here, and I'll be off on Monday. Aaron Hart will be in here to take my place. Then on Tuesday, the first hour of the show will be local, and then the last 3 hours, all the way until next Friday, will be me sitting in for Jerry Springer. And who knows where he's going. We don't have any idea. Maybe they'll tell us today, because we usually have a little conference call on the Friday before.
Engineer. Isn't it weird when you talk to Jerry Springer?
It is weird to talk to Jerry Springer on a cell phone. It is kind of a strange situation. First time I ever did it, I was in Boulder at some public appearance we were doing. So I was sitting there, oh, hi, Jerry, on a cell phone in front of all these people. They probably looked at me and thought I was nuts. Who's he talking to? Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to bring up the issue about the voting thing that you're reading off from the news.
Yeah.
My question is do they have a valid paper trail to that machine?
Yeah, I believe they do. I believe they have a spindle system that State Senator Ken Gordon had a law enacted that requires them.
Okay, because that's one of the main sticking points, because if they test the machines and it doesn't have a valid paper trail, then it's really window dressing, because the real thing that matters is on that day is there somebody playing with it.
Right.
That's the scariest thing for me. I mean, if we can't trust our elections in this country, then democracy is over.
Well, it does. It does require. It has a spindle recording system that Ken Gordon described it on the air here one morning, and maybe I'll have him back on again to describe it again one more time. Maybe I'll do it this coming week.
If you could, that'd be great. I mean, the more people can have confidence in their voting, you know, maybe that gives a better outlook on the future. Because right now, you know, I have a severe amount of doubt about the rest of the congressional districts around the country.
Well, you know what? It's still no excuse not to show up and vote.
No. I'm not saying that, Jay. It just drives people, you know, that they have to go out and do something to make sure those votes are counted. I'm not saying anybody should ever sit out, because that's pretty much the same thing as not having your vote counted. It's never the answer.
I mean, if we were sitting in Ohio, you and I might sympathize a little bit more, but I think we're relatively safe here in Colorado.
Well, the second you let your guard down, that's when they sucker punch you.
Well, I'll have Ken Gordon on again, and we'll ask him.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
All right. Thank you, Noah.
Bye.
Let's go to Mo in Denver. Mo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you for having me there.
Sure.
Just want to make a comment. I mean, over the last few days, we've heard continuously about, I'm talking about Lebanon, Israel having the right to retaliate. And everybody is not mentioning Hezbollah's right to retaliate. There's a context there where the Israeli army has abducted dozens of civilians before the latest incident. They've shot at fishing ships, and they still refuse to reveal where more than 400,000 mines have been laid down in Lebanon, which are continuously killing kids. So when people talk about retaliation, they forget that there is a context.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with all of this is? The problem with all of this is, it's like so many things in life. It's like sitting around and it's like saying, who had a worse childhood, you or me? Who got beaten more by their mother, you or me? Who had a more uncaring and cruel father, you or me? It doesn't solve anything. Let me finish. What solves things is for the United States to go in there and be an honest-to-God, down the middle broker for peace, and to create a Palestinian state, get Israel to move back to the 67 borders, and try to settle this thing once and for all, instead of sitting around having discussions about who got hurt worse.
Okay, and I agree with you, except that will never happen until the context is fully explain.
No, I disagree with that. Well, yeah, I disagree with that 100,000% I will let you make a point, but I disagree with that 100,000% because we'll be explaining the content, the context of it, and we'll be explaining all of this until you and I are in the grave.
Well, no. If people have only mentioned one side, so for your scheme to work, and I agree with you, for your scheme to work, then no side should mention it. But the only thing I've heard in the last week is the mention of Israel's right. I have not heard people mentioning the other side.
They have mentioned the other side on this show.
So you either have to not mention both sides or not mention any side.
It's been mentioned on this show quite a few times.
Well, no, I'm not. This is, you know, but in terms of looking at all the shows, and there's still a heavy proportion. No one has mentioned, people have mentioned the abduction or the kidnapping. Even the terms are changed. The kidnapping of the Israeli soldier by Hamas.
Well, that's what started it.
Yeah, well, but that's not true. The day before, the Israeli kidnapped two Palestinians. That is in Time magazine, on the latest Time magazine. The day before, that is never mentioned.
Well, but you just said it's never mentioned, but yeah, you just cited it was in Time magazine.
Well, rarely mentioned, and I had to search for it. I happen to know about it because I read the foreign press.
Well, wait a minute, though. But if you said it's never mentioned, what was it doing in Time magazine?
In a very small mention. The whole article is about Shalit.
But it was mentioned. But it was brought up, wasn't it?
But you have not brought it up. The radio doesn't brought it up.
We brought it up a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact.
The other thing also that I'm not sure I understand is when people talk about the relationship between the U.S. and Israel, I want, what is the strategic value that Israel renders to the United States, to the national interest of the United States?
What does any ally lend?
Well, I can say some allies. Why? What? And that can be debated.
What does any ally lend? Intelligence? Place of needed to be to operate from? Business interests? The list goes on and on.
Well, but none of those are provided by Israel.
Intelligence is provided by Israel on a regular basis.
Intelligence that would not be needed if it had better relations with the Arab countries.
But that's like, you ask me a question, and then you try to abridge it. Then you try to change the... You're asking me what we get out of it, and I'm telling you what I think we get out of it, and then you're trying to change... Then you're trying to change the equation by saying, well, if they had better relations, they wouldn't need it. Well, you know what? That's the way things are now. We're talking about now.
Maybe we should look for better relations.
Well, I have nothing against having better relations.
But the United States is not a fair broker.
No, I didn't. And I never said they were.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying that's where the crux of the problem is that the United States is not a fair broker in this deal, and it won't be until there is examination of all. There is a realization that there are rights on the other side.
Well, and then the other side's also got to examine the fact that terrorism against an organized state is not a legitimate way to affect political change, and that the supporting of autocratic regimes and an autocratic religion and an authoritarian religion, which excludes many and includes a few, is also not the way to conduct yourself.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, most of those regimes are put in place thanks to the United States.
Well, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about most of those regimes. I'm talking about regimes like Iran. I'm talking about regimes like Syria. I'm talking about Hezbollah's militant Islamic tendencies. The fact that they regularly run around screaming about killing Jews. I mean,
that's not true.
That's true, and I have heard it, and don't call me a liar.
I'm not calling. I'm simply saying you're misinformed.
No, I'm not misinformed.
I have read the Lebanese.
Well, so have I. And the fact is that they do. And the fact is that this does go on, and that to deny it is to be naive.
Well, you're doing exactly what you said we shouldn't do, which is mentioning the claims.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, in the larger context of the conversation that you and I are having, you're trying to paint it as being all one-sided. What I'm saying to you is, it is not all one-sided, that a little rain falls on both sides and that there's room for improvement on both sides. And as long as we keep rehashing old issues, we will never move forward. Thank you for the call. It's 303-713-7600, 858, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown, countdown, countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'm getting a new ceiling fan. Number three, my room says modern. My ceiling says previous owner. Number two, you can't hide an ugly ceiling fan. It's out there. And number one, staying cool just got a lot more affordable.
Right now, save 20% off select ceiling fans from brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Plus 20% off select lighting. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 26th in U.S. Home Depot stores only. See store for details.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Diplomacy is entering a new phase in the coming days.
We're all very concerned about the situation in the Middle East.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in New York City for meetings with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Diplomats are quoted this morning as saying that Rice will leave for the Middle East on Sunday, hoping to ease the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. On the front lines of the war, the sirens wailed and the rockets fell in Israel's third largest city today.
I'm Laura Logan in Haifa. There are definitely casualties. I've seen one man lying in the entrance of a store. His foot is thrown off. There are piles of blood. Emergency workers and police are running all over the place. Yeah, there is debris everywhere. It's right in the middle of a busy shopping area. There are shops with their windows blown out. There's glass all over the floor.
At least five people have been wounded in the Hezbollah missile barrages. Israel may be preparing for a wider ground war, calling up thousands of reserve troops and warning civilians in southern Lebanon to pack up and leave. The Israeli forces continue to pound the region. In Beirut, thousands more Americans are waiting to leave Lebanon. Corporal Carlos Chavestas with a Marine contingent aiding in the evacuation.
People here are very glad to see us. Initially, we do get a lot of frightened people coming in, but usually once we get them past the compound checkpoint, everybody calms down a lot.
There is word of an apparent botched coalition raid on the Iraqi city of Bakuba today. A ground and air attack left five civilians, including women and a child, dead. It's supposed to be another scorcher in St. Louis, where hundreds of thousands of people are without power after a Wednesday storm, so there's no way to keep cool. This elderly man says he was taken out of his home by National Guardsmen.
They went up and knocked on my door. I wouldn't have left the night, sir.
In the suburb of Melville, Fire Chief Jim Silvernail says the soaring temperatures are nothing to fool with.
Number one, you're going to dehydrate. Number two, you're going to actually overcome with the heat, which can be fatal.
An act of charity is no longer legal in Las Vegas. A new ordinance bans feeding the homeless in city parks. Officials say they're trying to discourage large crowds gathering in mobile soup kitchens. But Gail Sacco, who serves meals to the homeless every day, says she's not about to stop.
I would never desert the people that I've met on the streets. I would never desert them at this point.
The Nevada ACLU says the ordinance is unconstitutional. San Jose, California police are investigating a series of robberies they believe are tied to Craigslist, the popular online bulletin board. Officer Gina T. Porton says the investigators are probing four cases with a similar M.O., involving deals on Craigslist to buy or sell something to the victims.
The suspect would designate an area to meet the victim, and once there, the suspect would rob the victims at gunpoint, making off with any property and cash that they may have.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 22 points, and the NASDAQ is off 8. This is CBS News.
The last time you replaced your ink cartridge? Then come in to Office Depot. Office Depot has over 400 ink and toner items in stock. Plus, save up to 15% on HP multipacks versus single packs. Or save up to 15% on Office Depot brand ink versus the national brand. Office Depot never runs out of ink. Neither should you.
I'm here with Sandy from GSK.
Sandy, what can anyone do about so many people slipping through the cracks of the health insurance system?
We fill the gaps.
How's that?
Well, I run programs that provide over $1 million worth of medicines to folks in need every day.
What kind of people in need?
Like people who've lost their jobs, people who don't have health insurance, people who can't pay for the medicines they need now.
Sounds like a huge job.
I think it's the best job in the company.
GSK, finding a way forward, one day at a time.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A mountain lion spotted near Pioneer Elementary in Parker yesterday.
We were told by the parent that the animal did not go onto school property, but so that we could make sure and ensure the safety of our students, we secured the perimeter on two elementary schools in the area, Pioneer Elementary and Frontier Valley.
Wei Wong with the Douglas County School District says they canceled morning recess, but both schools later resumed normal operations. After a search, the lion was not found and is believed to have moved on. Vandals destroyed a shed full of baseball equipment at the Gateway High School baseball fields early yesterday.
Yeah, it was equipment for their baseball fields. You know, the line marking little dollies, pitching machines, baseball helmets, gloves, bass balls. They were kind of all over there. And there was a lawnmower, it looked like a riding lawnmower in there that they used for field maintenance.
Captain Mike Ackman with Aurora Police says when crews arrived, the dugout and shed were on fire. Everything inside was destroyed, and police are asking anyone who saw anything to give them a call. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And the highway is really not too bad right now. A little busy north Bend I-25 from 225 getting up past Yale right now. But south Bend I-25 back to normal if you're in from 104th. Getting all the way into downtown area. Speeds up on the high side there. One off-highway crash at 58th and Kipling that's involving three cars. That's going to tie up that area. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Tom, you there?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what that did. Hey, Jay, I knew you were talking about candidates in Colorado earlier, and I actually have the pleasure of working fairly closely on one campaign down here in House District 21.
Hmm.
My wife, Ann, is a progressive candidate down here.
Yeah, what's your wife's name?
Anna Lord.
Boy, man, your phone is, like, really shaky. Say it again.
Anna Lord, L-O-R-D.
Anna Lord, okay.
Okay, and actually, people have been talking about Ken. Ken's coming down, and we're doing one of Ken's standard campaign actions to go out and meet, go as far as he can to meet the candidates. They're actually walking up Bar Trail from the Cog Railway up to Pikes Peak to go meet the resident staff up there this weekend.
Wow, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, and so they're going to be going up, but, you know, and we have to say great things for Ken down here. He's been down here a lot, and I noticed somebody was talking about, you were talking about the fair campaigns and campaign integrity. He's been great on that, and we've enjoyed his support down here But no, we've actually got almost all of the races down here in Colorado Springs contested. Over the last 4 years, we've had a lot of uncontesteds, but we're actually running a full slate of progressive candidates down here in Colorado.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. All right, so if you live in House District 21, vote for Ann Lord.
Thank you, sir.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jamal in Denver. Jamal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Jamal, are you there?
Jay.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing?
I'm doing fine.
I want to thank you for taking my call, and also I'd like to say I love your show.
Thank you.
But what I mainly called about today is I wanted to get your opinion on how you feel about the about Bush going over to, you know, the NAACP and, you know, trying to gather support. I think it's kind of a ploy.
Well, after he's ignored him after all these years, well,
exactly.
when you're at the popularity position he's got, I mean, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and so he went over there and thought he would give it a try.
Well, you know, I just think that it's kind of BS in the sense that, you know, after the African American community was treated the way they were in the Hurricane Katrina debacle, it's kind of I guess too late for apology, you know.
Well, and not only that, but how about the GOP's efforts at minority vote suppression?
Oh yeah. Back in the 2000 elections, when they had, you know, a lot of representatives, you know, that had petitions saying that they wanted to have these, you know, the investigation go on, they couldn't get a senator to, you know, sign the paperwork.
Yeah, and it was also going on in 2004 too.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I don't, as a young, you know, I'm an African American myself, and I think that it's just kind of, you know, a sad thing that the, you know, Republican Party has, you know, certainly stepped on, you know, voter rights and also, you know, African American or civil rights, period. Not aside from being African American, but also, you know, gay rights and everything else. And it's almost, you know, it's kind of a slap in the face or almost an insult for them to go and you know, yesterday voted on the Voter Rights Act, and, you know, that everybody renewed it, but it's just, it's almost just an insult to say, oh, yeah, we're gonna secure your vote, it's protected.
Yeah, well, you know, support for Bush among African Americans was up by 11% last time around, but, I mean, look at the idea of him going there. I mean, what does he have to lose? He doesn't have anything to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? He get heckled, and he did get heckled by a couple of guys. But, I mean, that's the worst thing that'll happen, and he has everything to gain by trying to convince African-American voters that he really cares about them, when I think that, in reality, most African-Americans know it's not true.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, well, like you said, there are people who are starting to you know, cut rally around him, or African-Americans who are starting to kind of come to, and, you know, I do my best to inform my friends or family members to see past that smoke, and also, you know, because that's all it is.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a song and dance. It's a photo op, like most of what this administration does.
It is. He's a salesman, and, you know, being a salesman by trade, I know when I see it.
Well, I don't think you're far off. Jamal, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, let's go to Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I want to say to John that it was Kenny Wayne Shepherd that we saw with B.B. King last August. Mm. We were trying to remember who else was there, and it was Kenny Wayne. Anyway, I heard what you were saying with the caller who didn't like what Peggy Lamb said. I listened to that forum, too. And not only did the caller mention that, but was saying that he felt that she should be stronger coming against Bush, you know, having him impeached. And the feeling that I got from what you were saying was that you kind of agreed, but... And I wanted to say something about that because, frankly, I think that our president could be brought up on war crimes charges because of Gitmo, because of his going into Iraq, all the horrible things that have happened there. I think that getting a legal perspective on this and a moral perspective, because frankly, our country, golly, you've heard the expression that crap flows down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that a person sets the emotional tone, the moral tone of the organization that they're in. Well, that's what Bush has done with America. And I think in order to restore confidence in our system, in ourselves, and in the fact that the American government can work, putting this guy on trial would be a big part in repairing a huge hole, not only to the world, because I think the world would see that. They would then see, okay, the American people haven't lost their minds completely. You know, it was this one idiot who did all this stuff.
Well, I think he broke the law definitely when it comes to the FISA court. I mean, I think he's definitely guilty on that. The American Bar Association is investigating whether he has in his charge that he has broken 750 other laws.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with investigating him and impeaching him. I have no problem with it at all.
Okay.
I have no problem with it at all.
Okay. Because it sounded like you were a little lukewarm on it.
No, I'm not lukewarm on it at all, but I don't think you can run a congressional campaign on it.
No, unfortunately, I agree with you. I agree.
I mean, okay. I think that if people ask you about it, you can tell them what you think, which was what happened here. But
mm-hmm.
I think that you also have to run, and that we have to run, and that we have to start talking about the things in this country that are really not only bothering people but are hurting us, such as energy independence, such
exactly.
as the fact that we have a health insurance problem in this country. And as I said before, we have kids without health insurance, and we've got people who don't have any health insurance. And a lot of times not having any health insurance is basically a taxpayer giveaway to the business community, which doesn't provide those benefits.
Which falls on Bush's doorstep again.
Well, that's true, but
you know,
I mean, it also falls. But it also falls on Congress's doorstep
exactly.
too. I mean, they didn't want it under. They didn't want any change under Bill Clinton. I mean, we need to talk about these things. We need to talk about the things that are important to this country. And Bush and his and investigating him and impeaching him is one part of it, but it's not all of what we need to talk about. And we need to talk about how to get out of Iraq, because we need to be out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things that we need to talk about, and I think that's what Peggy Lamb was saying, basically, is that there's, you know, things that need to be discussed. And I happen to agree with her. She's right. But if you know, as I said to the previous caller, whether George W. Bush will be investigated, whether he'll be impeached, first of all, you got to have an investigation, which is what Ed said, and Ed's right about that. But that won't be that will not be decided by whoever wins the Democratic primary in CD7, and then hopefully goes on to win the congressional seat. That'll be decided by the Democratic leadership as to what's going to happen.
Right, right. And you know, that was one of the things that I noticed between Peggy and Herb. I really liked what he said, because not only was he talking about health care, our position in Iraq, what we should do about poverty in this country, but he was also talking about, you know, Bush actually being taken to task and being held accountable. And I think that was what swayed me towards him and away from Peggy. Because even though she was saying the right things on those other issues, he was saying the right things on all the things that I wanted done.
Well, I think you know, once again, I don't think accountability will be decided by them. What I want to count on, if I were living in CD7, and I'm not, but I do support Peggy Lamb and have supported her with campaign contributions, what I want is I want somebody who's going to bring the issues that she brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want somebody to bring that stuff up. I mean, I want somebody to come forward and to put these things into the mainstream and discuss them, and particularly as somebody who will go and fight off corporate influence, which she's talked a lot about. And that's one of the things, if you read David Sirota's book, that's one of the things that we're facing in this country is terrible, terrible corporate takeover of our democratic institutions. Sandy, I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a good day. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, one line.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I care, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Bing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tether them off, we're gonna tether them off, the mother sucker.
Oh, a little
tether
parliament.
Off, the sucker. Tether them off, we're gonna tether them off, the mother sucker. Tether them off, the sucker. Tether them off, we're gonna tether them off, the mother sucker.
Twenty-one minutes after nine. High today 86. Partly sunny with thunderstorms and it's open phones. Jay Marvin along with you. And let's go to Dan in Aurora. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Dan.
I called yesterday that knit into your show. A lady called in and she said, I wonder what the independents, the unaffiliates are thinking this year, with everything going on. And that's me. I'm unaffiliated, basically, pretty much been unaffiliated my whole life, ever since I started voting. And I have voted for both sides of the aisle at different times. And the problem I have, the reason I'm not affiliated, is that I can't be a Republican because they have no heart, and I can't be a Democrat because they have no brains.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think there are plenty of Democrats with a lot of brains.
Yeah, they just don't always choose to use them. I mean, basically, the people in this country would probably agree 80% of the time with the Democrats, but the Democrats can't figure out how to get their message out there.
Well, I think you got a couple of inherent problems going. First of all, when you're the minority party, it's extremely difficult to get anything done or to get any kind of message out. There used to be. Well, hold on a second. Can I finish? There used to be collegiality in both houses of the Congress. That came to an end in 1994. There's more so in the Senate, but there's none in the House, where virtually everything is done by the GOP, and Democrats are told later about it. And it's becoming that way in the Senate because more House members are moving over. And you've also got the media, which on a regular basis parrots and repeats and
absolutely. Yeah,
myths about the Democratic Party that aren't true.
Sure, but I agree with that, and that's the problem is like the Democrats don't know how to frame anything. I mean, let me ask you. Here's a couple examples for you, Jay. I mean, how many of the Democrats voted for a war in Iraq?
Virtually almost all of them.
No, you're wrong. The same number voted for it as the Republicans did, zero. Nobody voted for war in Iraq.
They voted to give the president the power to go if he needed it.
Right, and basically, they didn't give him power to go to war. They gave him power to enforce the UN resolutions. And the Democrats get beat up on this over and over again, and even Tim Russert tells them, well, you voted for the war in Iraq. It's like nobody voted for the war in Iraq, and they should all be saying, I didn't vote for the war in Iraq. I voted to authorize the president the use of force to enforce the UN resolutions.
Well, John Kerry said that during the campaign.
Right, but nobody hears it, because then the next thing they come out and they say, well, you voted for the war, and he says, well, then this. They should just say, you know, all it was the Republicans, it was turned around, you know, every single one of them would say, we never voted for it. We gave the president the right to use force if he needed to, and he misused it.
But everybody knew what he was going to do.
Well, you can say that, but still, they're justifying it, saying, well, the Democrats basically sent us to war, and it's not true. Every single one of them should be saying no. I mean, it's the same thing with 1% of the people who have, something like 30% of the wealth in this country have no taxes now because they framed it as the death tax.
You're talking about the estate tax, and that
exactly.
overturning that didn't pass. It hasn't been overturned.
No, it hasn't been overturned. That's what I'm saying. The tax should have never been removed in the first place.
Well, there are some who would. I agree with that. But there are some who believe you should raise the cap on it, such as Ken Salazar. But it should never. No, I don't believe it should ever be replaced either. I don't believe it should ever be replaced either.
But see, people don't understand that because the Republicans framed it correctly, and so everybody thought, well, when I die or when my parents die, we're going to lose the farm, we're going to lose the business, we're going to lose the house, we're going to lose everything because of the death tax is going to take it all away. Whereas people don't even realize that less than 1% of the people in this country.
But there are plenty of Democrats who have spoken out on this. There are plenty of Democrats I've seen them on the Sunday Talking Head shows. Who have tried to point out the difference, but it's very, very hard when you have a virtually conservative oriented media.
Absolutely, but that's what I'm saying. What does that have to do
with lack of brain power? I mean, I don't understand where you're going here.
Well, it's just, you know, when you go into a campaign, then what you have is you know, you don't need to fight. You don't need to win at all costs, like it appears to be like the Republican strategy now, but you do have to have a strategy.
Well, I think a lot of them do have strategies.
Absolutely, but I mean, they need to have a strategy.
Name me a Democratic candidate who doesn't have a strategy.
Actually, you know, here's something for you, Jay. This will be the first primary I will ever vote in, and I'm going to go in and I'm going to change my affiliation from unaffiliated to Democrat, and I'm going to vote for Herb Rubenstein.
There's an example of somebody who has a strategy.
Right, he's like in the CD7, and if you want to know where he stands,
but you still give you a plan behind it.
I agree.
But you still didn't answer my question.
Sorry, Jay.
Name me a Democrat who doesn't have a plan. Who doesn't have a strategic plan?
I'm not saying they don't have a strategic plan.
Well, that's what you said.
No, I'm saying the Republicans will work together with a concerted plan.
There's a reason behind that, and the reason behind it is because what dominates the GOP now is authoritarian conservatism in which everybody toes the line And the Democratic Party is a lot more open and a lot more open to debate among ourselves and a lot less authoritarian than the Republican Party. That's where that stems from. I don't know that I would want to be involved in an organization as much as I've complained about it. I don't know that I would want to be involved in an organization that has that kind of authoritarian type of take on life and on issues.
Jay, I agree with you 100%, but let me give you an example exactly what's going on. It's the war in Iraq. Now, there's probably almost not a single Democrat in the Senate or the Congress who doesn't have some plan of some kind of what we should do in Iraq. Yet, the Republicans basically have no plan. Their plan is stay the course, which
I agree.
Never been a plan, never will be a plan. But now they've got the whole thing going on that now the Democrats are perceived as weak because they can't even decide what they want to do because they have all these different plans.
That's rhetoric.
And it's because the people who are on the Democratic side going back home, talking to the constituents, and they're coming back with different ideas.
Well, that's rhetoric, but the polls seem to indicate that America trusts Democrats more to get the country out of Iraq and to handle the Iraqi situation than the Republicans, and I would point to the AP Ipsos poll, which just came out 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely, and I hope that holds, and I hope goes through, because I'm really afraid of the direction right now that the conservatives are taking this country.
Well, you should be.
I absolutely am. I mean, the thing is, you get a 10,000 people in a room, and you ask how many people think that the United States is going to be destroyed because we're going to be invaded by a foreign country. And you won't find anybody in that room who thinks that. Yet, that's what we're all being told, and that's what everybody's responding to, is that, you know, if we're not fighting in Iraq, then we're going to have to fight the terrorists from here, and they're going to take our country
apart.
Yeah,
but I don't. But I think that's gone. I think that's gone now. 66% of Americans surveyed by Time believe that this country is on the wrong track. The war is highly unpopular. I don't think anybody buys that rhetoric anymore. And I think people are on to the fact that the authoritarian Republican Party needs fear, and they need an enemy in order to be able to survive, and that fear-mongering just isn't going to work anymore.
But every day, the Democrats should be out there framing it, saying, you know what?
Well, they are.
Germany didn't fall to Hitler because somebody invaded
it. Well, they are. I mean, name me a Democrat who's not out there talking about it.
Well, but, you know, they're not saying that the real true problem.
Well, I mean, name me one who's
the country internally, not externally.
Name me one who's not. Name me one who's not talking about what's going on inside the country.
Well,
I mean, if you make that claim, name me one.
No, I don't hear it.
Well, because you don't hear it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I mean, I don't know how much time you spend looking into things and looking into individual races.
Yeah, I do a lot of research. That's why.
Well, name me a Democrat that's not talking about it. Because from what I can see, most Democrats are talking about those things.
But I'm saying, you know, the way they frame it is just they're saying, you know, the thing is, everything, and you know it, and you've talked, I've heard you talking on your show, because I've listened to your show several times before, but, you know, there are so many things that the Bush administration has done, which basically are just, if it's not treading on the Constitution, you know, it's really tearing up the fringes. And basically, it's just because they can't get, you know, an investigation through Congress because they don't control it, doesn't mean they shouldn't be sitting there.
They are talking
about
it
over and over again.
They are talking about it. Name me a Democrat who's not talking about it.
Well, Jay, it's like there's...
Well, I mean,
you know, a Democrat within the last week that has said, that has talked specifically about this country will not be, you know, invaded by a foreign country. It will be turned over from inside. I haven't heard any Democrat ever.
Not in that particular language, but I have heard Democrats talk about the trashing of the Constitution and about ignoring the FISA court and about civil liberties.
Sure.
I've heard several Democrats talk about it in the last week.
Who? I haven't.
Ned Lamont would be one of them. The other one would be Joseph Biden. The other one would be Hillary Clinton. And the third one, and then the last one that I heard talking about it, was Herb Rubenstein.
on your show on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I heard most of that.
So there you go. You want to name
something?
Oh,
I guess that's why I'm voting for her, because.
Okay,
you know,
but I, you know, you're claiming, but you're saying to me that nobody's talking about it, and I'm telling you that they are talking about it. Sherrod Brown in Ohio is talking about it. That they are talking about it. That it is being talked about. That those things are being discussed. But there's a lot of stuff out there to talk about, and so depending on the district you're in, they're picking the things that they feel are important to the district that they plan to represent. But those things are being talked about. And Harry Reid has talked about it too in the last couple of weeks.
Well,
and he's the head of the Democratic Party. I mean, he's not the head of the Democratic Party. I'm sorry, he's the minority speaker in the Senate. Howard Dean has talked about it.
Right.
So there you go.
But
all right, man. I got to go get some traffic. I appreciate your call and have a good weekend.
All right.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
It's 9:34 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron O'Neill, what's that traffic look like?
Looking great right now. If you're hitting the highways, everything to this point up to speed, rolling wide open. We've made a nice recovery from the morning drive, which wasn't very busy at all across these stretches of highways. We are accident and stall-free this time around. Weather today, partly cloudy, cooler, some isolated afternoon thundershowers and highs around 80.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It is partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
Answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
9:35, 25 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good weekend to get out to Rocky's Autos and save some money. They got their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500. You've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot. Now, there'll come a day when we won't be operating fossil burning fuel vehicles, but right now we are, and if you need a car, maybe a second car or perhaps a car for yourself or a car for the family, Rockies is a place to go. They've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevys, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, a whole lot more, plus some that I haven't even talked about. I mean, you can always find a surprise or two out at Rockies. And good people out there to help you out, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and Fred Labrato and all the gang out there. Over 100 people out there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a really good one. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you come after 9, they'll stick around, take care of you, and you'll be fine. You can check them out on the Internet, too. See their inventory at rockiesautos.com. Make sure you put an S in autos. And see their inventory. Check it out. See if there's anything you like. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. You can ask for Steve. He handles that. And cut down on the paperwork time. And also see their business philosophy and see their TV commercials as well. They're good, friendly, knowledgeable people who are there to make your buying experience a good one. Mary and I have been buying from them since 1997, and all of our experiences have been good, and we've just been thrilled with the automobiles that we bought. Get more bang for your car buck. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149.
Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 86, partly sunny with thunderstorms. It's open phones. And let's get back to the phones, 303-713-7600. I'll be off on Monday. Aaron Hart will be here. And then next week we'll be doing an hour of local and then 3 hours of national as we sit in for Jerry Springer. And when I say we, I mean John Turk and myself. You ever notice how people on the radio do that? And we this and we that, what? Who's we? It's only you. No, it's me and my sidekick, who talks every once in a while. All right, let's go to Pete in Boulder. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to you about the commercial that I've seen on TV that Perlmutter has been running.
Perlmutter?
Yeah, Perlmutter.
Mm-hmm.
He comes on, and at the time I didn't know who he was or anything. He doesn't say what party he is, and he doesn't say what he's running for. And then he says he approves of this commercial, and he runs this attack ad on Peggy Lamb.
Mm.
And in the middle of this attack ad, he says a bunch of things, but one of the things he says, and I figure it's a lie like the Republicans use on their ads a lot, he says that she's in favor of having guns, handguns, in schools. And that's got to be a big lie, as far as I can tell. So I really don't think much of somebody, especially at this stage of the election, running an attack ad like that on one of his opponents. If it was a Republican, it might not be too bad, but still, I don't like people lying like that.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the ad, so I can only go by what you're telling me. And, you know, sometimes primaries get tough, and he's locked in a tough battle between Peggy and himself and Herb, and I'm not making excuses for Ed. I don't favor Ed. I favor Peggy, but I would give Ed the benefit of the doubt because he's not here to answer for himself.
Yeah.
And so I haven't seen the ad. I'm not going to accuse him of anything.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine, except I tend to favor Peggy, too. But like I said, I just think that sort of thing, the Republicans do that all the time, as David Brock points out in his book, in the book that he wrote. And I sort of hate to see Democrats doing that.
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do if what do you think Bill Ritter should do if Bob Beaupre goes after him with attack ads?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he ought to attack back, and it's sort of a different thing because Bill Ritter is a Democrat and Beaupre is a Republican. So I think if the Democrats pull the same dirty tricks, I don't think it's so bad if the Democrats pull the same dirty tricks that the Republicans do.
All right, fair enough. Pete, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take care. Let's go to Linda Powers, who's a former state senator and worked with both Peggy and Ed. Linda, hi. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, you know, I am supporting Ed Perlmutter, and I served with both Peggy and Ed, and it's real interesting that this last caller talked about that ad, because that's some of my real issues with Peggy, is that when push came to shove, she more often than not voted with the Republican Party. And the bill that Ed talks about and the bill that this gentleman talks about in this ad, I mean, an attack ad is only an attack if it says something that's not true. And it is true that Peggy Lamb supported and voted for the concealed weapons bill, and
there's nothing about a concealed weapons bill that would put guns in schools.
Oh, excuse me, Jay, but that is not true.
Oh, but excuse me, why is it not true?
Because there was a provision in it that said that those concealed weapons could be taken anywhere, even onto school grounds. There was no protection. It was not like you check your guns at the door or anything like that. And that is why that bill was opposed by so many people, including Bill Ritter, because it was a very dangerous ad. Ken Clover was a fringe candidate, a fringe senator, and his whole issue was concealed weapons, and it's my guns, and I can take them anywhere. And I voted against the bill. Ed voted against the bill. Peggy voted for the bill, and you can check that bill. This is the truth, that there was a provision in it, or if there was no protection for guns not being taken into school.
They did not specifically say they could not be taken on school grounds?
Yes. They could not be taken. They did not specifically, and we all tried to put an amendment on there that would prevent guns from being taken on school grounds, and it was never put onto the bill. And so, to me, that was a bill that you had to vote no against.
Well, you know, I'll ask her about it. I mean, next time I see her, I'll ask her what her response is to it.
Please do, and ask her. I mean, I consistently want to know why Peggy supports Republican candidates and wants to then become a Democrat candidate.
Well, what does consistent support of Republicans mean? Does it mean that she supported Bill Owens?
Yes. And before that, she supported my opponent, when I ran for re-election.
Well, so that's two Republicans that she supported out of how many Democrats?
Well, then we're talking about Joe Lieberman.
I've supported Republicans in the past.
Well, you know, I don't want another candidate.
But I don't think I'm anything like Joe Lieberman.
Well, you may not be anything like Joe Lieberman. And
I don't think Peggy's anything like Joe Lieberman.
Generally,
are you saying she's in the wrong party?
I'm saying that her loyalty to Democratic causes, if you check her voting record, would be suspect. But more to the point, and I did not call to bash Peggy. I called Ed. Well, I didn't, for God's sake. You know, I answered the last question of the last caller, because the ad that Ed is putting out has truth to it. Is true on her voting record and her support of Republican Bill Owens. And to me, that makes her an unacceptable congresswoman.
Well, all right. But you know, you're allowed your opinion. I mean, we just don't agree.
And that is okay. I'm glad to say we agree on most things.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. Have a good day.
Okay. See you later. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Man, I don't know how to follow that.
Well, follow it any way you can.
That was a little intense for me. I wanted to get with the guy a couple of callers ago who was talking about framing the argument and whatnot. And while I don't think that he articulated his point perfectly, I think he might be on the right track, and this is why. I think that the Republicans over the last 20 or 30 years have become masters of playing the rip or dope and then just knocking the hell out of us at the end. I think 2004 is a great example of that. John Kerry was doing great. He was beating him up. He was beating him up on the issues. He was beating and beating and beating until the fringe voters' eyes started to glaze over, and then in come the swift boats, and we're out of the race. You know, I think that what he's saying is we need to find our points, articulate them, and for lack of a better way of putting it, get us some talking points so that we have, I mean, we live in a society that is driven by reality TV and the lowest common denominator. We need to not dumb down the argument, but frame the argument in such a way that it doesn't bore the hell out of people.
Well, I think that's a lot of that's going on now with people, with organizations like Center for American Progress and others that are engaging in that kind of activity and trying to do those things. And you know, it's one of these things once again where you got to reach out and seek it and try to find it. I think you're right about what you're saying that we have failed sometimes to frame the argument properly. In fact, they've been so well at it that we end up using their terms. But I don't think the way to say that is that there are not any Democrats with any brains, or that they're not talking about certain issues, because they are talking about certain issues. They're talking about a lot of issues. I guess he just didn't. To me, you're right. Maybe he just didn't make his case very, very well.
Right. And you know, I agree with you. The whole problem, Jay, is that yes, 60% of Americans believe that we could handle the war in Iraq better. We're winning in all these polls. But when push comes to shove, when November comes around, if we don't have massive leads in all these congressional races, what are they going to do? They're going to throw out gay marriage. They're going to do that anyway.
I mean, you know,
these little things.
They're going to do it anyway.
These little things. Yeah, but what we need to do is be prepared to counterpunch that with something. And I'm not, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to come up with that. But we need to come up with something to say, no, you're not going to do
that.
But
I think there are a lot of Democrats out there that are prepared to do that and that are working on that. And, for instance, you've got Sherrod Brown in Ohio who's running his entire campaign on job loss and trade issues. That's what he's running his entire campaign on. I mean, he's not, you know, I mean, if Mike DeWine brings up, gay marriage or stem cell research or any of the culture war issues that he perceives, Sherrod Brown's just going to cry foul and say, let's get back on the topic. I mean, I think it is going on, and I think we're getting smarter and smarter and stronger as every day goes on.
Well, we need to have massive leads come November or things could get ugly again, Jay. But keep fighting the good fight. You are the man, and I'm glad you're there. Thank you.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
5 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Shea Homes' 125th anniversary. To celebrate, Shea Homes is offering a limited-time amazing three...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand-new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Much better than having to make a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you got to live with for years and years to come with some guy like, you know, staring over you as you're laying there checking the bed out. So if you've ever considered getting a new mattress, or maybe you haven't even considered getting a new mattress recently, you got to stop by the Select Comfort store and see the Sleep Number bed and check it out, because it is absolutely unbelievable. There are Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatirons Crossing, and the Foothills Mall.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 86, partly sunny. Thunderstorms, and it looks kind of weird out there now. Looks like it's going to be a much cooler day today. All right, it's open phone, 303-713-7600. I'll be off on Monday. Aaron Hart will be here, and then I'll be back on Tuesday. And the first hour of the show will be local, and then the rest of the time we'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer. So it'll be national. Let me go to Doug in Denver. Doug, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay?
Yeah, Doug.
The last caller just hit the point I was going to make, too. It's just that it's so irritating that the left is not better at wordsmithing.
But I think we're getting better. I mean, I think we're getting better all the time.
Yeah, I think so, but it's... you know, it's programs like yours and finally getting some progressive talk on the radio that is making the difference.
Yeah, I think we're really getting better at it all the time. I think the thing we just have to do is we have to realize what we're up against, and we have to realize that as I've been saying all week, that you know what, we're in the mainstream.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
we are. You know, we are in the mainstream of American thought.
Exactly. We just get castigated.
And no matter what the right wing says, it isn't true. And what they say turns out not to be true, and it has turned out not to be true over this last 6 years. And I think, I don't know, maybe I'm just optimistic. I mean, I just think that, like, for instance, here in Colorado, there's just a hell of a lot of great candidates running. Even in CD7, which we've been talking about on and off all morning, you know, the three people running there are good, and whoever becomes the Democratic nominee there will be an excellent candidate against Rick O'Donnell, and we just have such good candidates and good people out there that I'm more hopeful now than I've ever been.
You're right. I'd like to give a plug to my friend Randy Fisher up in Fort Collins, who's running for the seat being vacated by... And Angie Piccioni.
Ooh, tell us her legislative seat.
That's right, and he's running to take over her seat. He's the Democrat up there.
And who's he running as? Has he got an opponent?
The Republican.
Oh. Okay.
The Republican.
Right, so all right. So we want to find out more about him. What's his name?
Randy Fisher. He's just excellent. He's an environmental engineer from the back. Training. And he's just a real progressive on almost every issue.
See, great. There's another great candidate out there.
Have you read Crashing the Gate?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yes, I have.
Real quick, short read. And that caller, the kid that was trying to come up with words.
The independent? Yeah.
The independent. I think that's kind of what he was talking about, is how the Democrats, the whole thing of campaign spending, and we're just going to go with the tried and true people, whether they run good ads or not, because that's who we use, and, you know,
we've got to get out from underneath that, and we've got to stop, you know, we have to get off the corporate bandwagon, and,
exactly.
and we have to do all of those things. But you know what? That stuff's all going to take time. And, you know, I said this at the very beginning of this show, not today, but when I first started doing this thing. They've been at it for 31 years.
Right.
They've been doing it. And we basically have done nothing.
Right.
And it's going to take us a while to catch them.
Right.
But I think we have excellent chance of maybe taking back the House.
Uh-huh.
And if we can get a hold of the House of Representatives, then we've got a good chance of stopping this administration's goals and stopping their warped foreign policy and at least tying it up and maybe getting some answers to some of the problems
right.
that they've caused.
Putting a light on things.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like, you know, I just feel really hopeful. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Another quick plug to my friend Arlette at the ACLU. I know she's listening because she listens to you every morning.
Oh, the ACLU is fabulous.
Well, Arlette is fabulous.
And I'm going to be doing their dinner. I'm going to be their MC at their dinner, their Carl Whitehead dinner on September the 30th.
Oh, cool.
So hope to see you out there. Thank you, Doug.
Bye.
All right, I'll be back on Tuesday. Thank you all the calls, pros and cons. And if you're in CD7, vote for who you feel that you want to vote for. The end result is whoever wins the primary there, we will all rally around and support because we support Democrats. Have a good weekend.
If I had my way, I'd give a coconut to everyone.
Thunder Mountain of Denver. See Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver. The best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver. Off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio